Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Real Debaters Podcast. Hello, listener. I'm Michael Petro, and on the show this week, you've got me, Charles Fernandez, Martin Navarro, and Jimmy Skinner masturbating the best on-screen first dates. This is our quote-unquote Valentine's Day episode. So we're going to celebrate, we're going to compare, contrast, review, dissect, and pick a winner who came up with the best on-screen first date for you. We've got some stuff set in dystopian futures, we've got some real awkward moments, and we've got some true traditional style dates for you. So that's who's on the show. That's what's on the show. Upcoming announcement, Manitoba fans. We are doing live trivia April 27th, 7 to 9 p.m. at Little Brown Jug, 336 William Avenue in the Exchange District of Winnipeg, Manitoba, kids. So you can get your tickets right now if you want to come. If you love movie trivia, and this isn't like, you know, deep in the weeds movie trivia. This is going to be general movie trivia knowledge. Your grandma could do this movie trivia, I bet. So if you want tickets, they're $5 on Eventbrite right now. How do you buy those tickets? Well, you can go to Eventbrite on your phone, or you can head to Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram for the Real Debaters Podcast. That's Real Debaters Pod on Twitter and Instagram, and the Real Debaters Facebook on Facebook. And we've put it in our link in our bio. So all you got to do is just hit that link. First tab is to buy tickets. There's only 60 of them, only because that's how much room there is at the Little Brown Jug. So we're not trying to pressure sell you. We just want to see you there. So $5, 7 to 9 p.m., April 27th. The Real Debaters break into movie trivia. Three rounds. The whole cast is going to be there. It's going to be a production. We'll have some people in the crowd interacting with you guys, making sure none of you are fucking cheating on your phones. And maybe some clips will be rolling in the background of some of your favorite films. Who knows? Got to buy a ticket to show up. So we hope to see you there. April 27th, link in our bio, just in case you forgot or you've already skipped. And yeah, so that's it. That's all. I will cue that reel, and you enjoy the show.
Let's tidy up this tangle of film by putting it on a reel. Here is a motion picture film, 1,000 feet, 16,000 separate photographs.
Welcome, everybody.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the podcast. Welcome back to the Real Debaters. Welcome back to the show. I'm one of your hosts, Michael Petro. To my right is...
I'm Charles Fernandez. And to my right is...
Movies featuring E.T. from 200.
Isn't that just one
and
movie?
And in home.
It's me, Jimmy Skinner.
And out west in the lovely Vancouver is...
Martin, I ate too many shrimp rings, Navarro.
Did you do all the cocktail sauce, too? Because that'll
I
hurt
did.
Your
tummy. I'm okay. Not going to eat a shrimp ring without a cocktail sauce, Jimmy.
That's
come on,
that's
I'm not an animal.
Yeah.
Listener, just so you know, Martin ate a whole ring of cocktail shrimp to himself. Is there any cocktail sauce left?
No, I ate all the shrimp and the cocktail sauce in one sitting.
Right? Isn't that ceviche? Insane. Is that what he had?
Ceviche. Well, unless he cooked it in lemon
great.
Juice.
It was lovely.
Pico de gallo.
Pico de gallo.
Shrimp tartar.
Shrimp tartar.
On the shell.
On the rocks.
On the rocks. hello, listener. We've got a lovely debate planned for you today. And we are on the clock because we have to get Charles to his actual job. You wish this was your job, I bet.
I do,
I think
yeah.
We all wish this was
the one
job.
That pays me money is not great.
Yeah, no, mine.
Isn't that how it goes?
Yeah. Let's not talk about our employers so that this doesn't become our job.
Yeah.
Right?
Indeed.
So you got a debate for you this week, ladies and gentlemen. This is Martin's brainchild. I'll fuck it up if I explain it. So, Martin, why don't you tell the good listener what they're going to be hearing today?
Keep it short and simple. Best on-screen first date.
Yeah, we did date last
Valentine's
year.
Valentine's Day is coming up.
Valentine's
soon, right?
Day. Yeah, exactly. That's right. And we've realized here at The Real Debaters that we do too much like specific content sometimes. That's my fault. So we're going to do one romantic episode this month and just call it a date.
I was confused. I thought you guys were going to create a first date based on a movie or TV show.
No.
Okay.
No.
Cool.
Is that what you did?
We did that last time.
Yeah. I overcomplicated it.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine.
That's okay, because I don't have one.
You don't have one.
So I'm good to go.
That's what you thought you were judging.
That's what I was going to do if I was competing.
That's great.
All right, so yeah, exactly what Martin said, ladies and gentlemen. Best representation of a first date, an awkward date, a fun date. How does it go? Is it fun? So we're going to argue three different scenes for you this week. Jimmy is our new judge.
Yes. Jury and executioner.
Everything all in one.
And equalizer.
Ooh. Yeah, exactly.
Equalizer.
That's my job.
But I love
that impression.
Where are the other drugs going?
Give me your name. Oh, got dry
mouth. It's a shame we never got, riddle me this.
Or the Riddler would say that, and then Batman goes, riddle me that. Like, that's his response.
And Riddler's just like, Jesus, why are you so aggressive?
Why? Yeah, seriously, calm down. So that's what we're debating for you this week. And we're gonna start the show with a couple fun topics here. One of them that sparked some controversy in the Oscars in the last couple of weeks, but one of them's a lot more fucking fun than that. The Screen Rant, I caught it first on Screen Rant, released what trailers we're gonna get to see if we watch Super Bowl. And I only watch Super Bowl for the fucking commercials.
Yeah.
I mean the game's fun. It's a big
fun. I am the opposite. I record the Super Bowl and just fast forward through all the halftime shows and commercials. I'm in and out in like an hour and a little bit. I'm done.
I think Rihanna's the halftime show this year.
She's the halftime.
Yeah. So it should be a good one.
Does she have to share it with anybody? Like last year?
I think it's
year
just
would,
Rihanna,
but
do
she'll have
guests.
Someone.
Yeah, they always
someone pop
guests.
Out.
Beyonce, probably. I'm going to bet a Beyonce site. Because you know why?
Beyonce's their own headline.
She just announced a tour.
She just announced a tour a week
and
before
why not?
Super Bowl.
And there's always there's a big rumor that they don't like each other. So what better way to squash that beef, right?
Bruno Mars launched his tour the morning after he performed at Super Bowl. And it's one of the most successful tours of all time. So people
Me and Claudia are trying to go see her in Toronto.
Really?
Yeah.
Rihanna or Beyonce?
Beyonce. So that's what we're hoping the tour will be called is Beyonce.
Yeah.
I told Claudia, like, we want that.
Beyonna?
Beyonna.
Beyonna Beyonce.
Beyonna We do marketing here.
They hate us because they ain't us. That's the name of the tour.
What about Uranus?
Yeah, exactly.
That's where heinous.
Yeah.
They hate us because they're heinous anus marketing, Inc.
That's the name of this company.
Who's in Super Bowl? Martin, Jimmy?
Chiefs and
two
Eagles.
Teams.
Kansas City and Philadelphia.
And the Eagles.
Yeah. Hey, that's a big
party, baby. Mark
did
Robert.
Not Philly win their first one a couple years ago?
They did, 2017. Yeah. Yep.
Holy shit.
They
so this
Tom
is
Brady.
A
yeah.
Whoa. And so now? This is a big one, too. And
the city of Philadelphia will burn down.
Oh, yeah, they're going to set it on fire. They did the first time.
I just want to give a shout out to Vince Papale, a.k.a. Mark Wahlberg.
Oh, yeah.
For playing that role.
The legend.
Oh, yeah.
You guys seen Disney's Invincible?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
I
want
to throw a ball, yeah.
I want to throw a ball.
Give me that ball. I'm going to throw it. I'm going to throw it real hard.
You have to raise your voice a couple octaves.
Just a little bit.
Drop into the Boston and speak fast. I think those are the
three
key elements.
Tell your mother. I'm going to throw that ball. I'm going to throw it real hard. Tell her.
That's
you tell her now.
Really good.
Get her on the phone.
Wow. I'm impressed by that.
It's Marky Mark.
I think it's like, I don't know, 7-8 trailers that are released. We'll go in the order here. And they have the release dates next to them, too, because Screen Rant's so awesome. So first up, Fast Furious 10 is going to be one of the
trailers. It's actually Fast Furious X.
Sorry, my bad.
Fasten your seatbelts.
Do we think
it's
going
to... Is Ice Cube going to be in it for Triple X? And is this how Vin Diesel, the Triple X story starts?
It could.
Oh, my God.
That would be
so good.
This is where the jump off point is.
They all die except him, so
I'm
he just
sure
goes triple
X. They're not smart enough to think of that.
No,
the showrunner is not smart enough. That's a gold idea right there. Link it all together, like the Marvel MCU. It all links together,
just for you.
do we think the trailer is going to start with family?
Oh, yeah, and it's going to be a picture of Paul Walker. Yeah, I think they're going to have something again, an element of mentioning him or whatnot, because what wasn't it about Fast 8 was all about the kid, his like
stopped watching
kid.
I don't know
Vin Diesel's kid named Brian. That's what it is. Vin Diesel had a secret child and its name is Brian, which is Paul Walker's character's name.
I stopped watching when Hobbs and Shaw went to Hawaii.
Oh, yeah, no,
So I stopped at Hobbs and Shaw.
So for
that's
me
a late stop.
And I don't think I saw it before Hobbs and Shaw passed four.
It's a shame that, like, I'm not shocked that The Rock and Vin Diesel don't like each other, like, surprise, but the ones with The Rock are the best ones, I would say, in my opinion.
Drift.
Oh, yeah, that one's not bad.
I love
Tokyo. For the
Drift
actual racing
awesome.
And stuff, it's dope. It's dope. The storyline is just
mind-blowing.
Dude
has an incredible Hulk car.
Oh, yeah.
That's fantastic.
Bow Wow?
Yeah.
No, Bow Wow, sorry.
He's just Bow Wow now.
Yeah. Oh, and one of the funniest Big things Bow. Ever, they kill off Han, and then the way they bring him back, just so stupid. Yeah.
That's right.
Oh, it's so dumb. Yeah. Like, don't get me wrong. I'm glad to have that character back, but so stupid.
Just lazy writing.
Well, it's in the same line of Cameron being like, let's just make Sigourney a teenage avatar, and we'll just make
How do we hang on to this character?
Yeah.
I know. De-age them.
Yeah. We'll just do it.
This is new software.
Yeah. Just make it work.
Does she look like Robert De Niro in The Irishman? Does she move like a 50-year-old woman?
It's actually De Niro.
Weird, I'm not gonna lie.
What was that, Martin?
It sounded weird.
Oh yeah. Yeah, it's
was
bizarre.
A teenager, but it was Sigourney Weaver's voice, and I'm like, yes. But she's getting sexual with this kid who's an actual teenager.
It's like
just an old lady's voice.
Imagine Matthew Broderick did the voice of Simba the whole movie.
Okay, I can see this going incredibly long.
That's what happened.
Do we give a flying fuck about Fast X 10?
No. I think I just want to see if it's going to be like maybe I hope they go to space again or something.
Something stupid.
What did Jason do when he hit X? He went to space.
That's right. Yep. That's right.
That's just the movie.
Oh, and Brie Larson.
Hang on. Go, Martin.
If you hate your local movie theater, watch this on D-Box and eat a bunch of food and put your D-Box max settings and you will throw up everywhere. Just saying. If you have a beef to pick with your local movie theater.
That seems like a great sketch idea to go to a D-Box for the first time and put it on like 10 and just get fucked up. I think that would be like a grandma goes to a D-Box.
And people around you are just getting so pissed because it's just so loud.
Okay. You might have to make an MPI claim because you will get whiplash.
Oh my God, that's great.
Martin, we're going to go in order here for the next one. So we'll start with you. Little Mermaid, yay or nay? Are you excited for this or do you give two shits?
I'm going to watch it. I mean, I'd like Little Mermaid. I don't know. I'm not really big into the live action Disney films.
Yeah,
because I like the
neither
cartoons.
So. Yeah, it's just weird to see.
It's not for us.
No, it's not. You're right. You said that to me last night.
That's actually the best way to put it. Yeah. Like,
it's just not for us.
For
it's
going to
be great.
Right, so
I'm sure kids will love it. I'm sure it's going to be great.
Yeah.
Not for me.
I think one of the coolest things they're doing is I like that it's a completely different creative direction, which is what you should do. Because why watch the same thing again? Exactly. And like, if it's shot for shot, it's like, why am I not just watching the cartoon? So
right,
props to them. And I hope it inspires a young generation, which is Disney's supposed to do.
Of mermaids.
So great. But Jimmy, I think you put it perfectly. I don't really care because it's not for me. It's like anything the CW makes. I'm just like, yeah, that's not. I'm not the target
audience.
So
many movies are made for us. So
Yeah, right.
No, we're going to be okay.
Yeah, we're fine. I'm a demographic.
But the cast seems good. Cool.
No, you hit 40. You're out of the demographic.
A Super Bowl. Like, how many children are watching Super Bowl commercials?
I guess the ones that the parents force.
Waste of money.
Yeah. Well, it's a Super Bowl party, right? Kids are running around.
Yeah. I don't want to see a real Dinglehopper. I don't want to see a real Ursula. Like,
are they making a real fish? Because what? And a real lobster?
I
guess.
I don't know.
Oh, stupid. See, that just makes me be like dumb. Like,
how do you cast a fish?
Is Nemo available? Is Dizzy Dude?
You just call fucking Ellen.
No, you know how you cast a fish? You use a rod.
Whoa.
Yeah. That's how you catch a fish.
That's a point.
Ah, thank you, Martin.
That's a point. That's
not cast. You can't cast a fish. That's throwing a fish
away. You cast
away.
The rod.
Technically, you are throwing a fish if you're casting it.
Maybe
Martin
it's a catch and release is what he's saying.
Like, oh, fuck. Can we talk about movies?
We just went real debaters as in fishing real there for a sec. So.
Yeah, we did. Yeah. I'm going to say this, and I think it's fine. We all want to see what's going to happen in The Flash, right?
Yes.
At this point, we need to. Like,
it's a restarter.
Shit,
restart.
Yeah. I'm here for the Keaton. That's what I'm going
for. I want to see the making of The Flash.
Yes.
I want to see the Ezra Miller behind the scenes of what the shit happened.
Somebody was recording.
He's just throwing bottles of liquor at people, and they're like, what do we do?
He's so fast.
Yeah. You're not actually moving. And he's like, and he's just freaking out.
Yeah. Well, we didn't get Keaton in Batgirl, so we're going to get Keaton in this. I need closure. I need to stop hearing about the fucking media about this. Like, I need this just to be a fucking Saturday afternoon movie.
I want it to be done.
Hang on. And move the fuck over.
But you understand.
Get him out
I
of
agree.
The way.
Mike is serious. He used three fucks in one sentence.
He did.
But you guys understand what this movie is now becoming, right? This is supposed
it's
to.
It's nothing.
It's not really. The focus isn't any more of what it actually was meant to be, which is like a superhero movie. This is like a rehabilitation, like publicity stunt at
this
point.
It
seems like.
It's,
it does. It just seems like it. Because they're like, Urza's on really good behavior. He's got until June not to fuck up, and if he doesn't, we'll see what happens. And I'm like, so that's what this movie is?
I really hate everything about what this film has turned into and how it... Like, this film is now, like, you've got people on both sides of the aisle using it as fucking fodder. Like, it's just morphed, and it hasn't... The problem is we're so fucking stupid, we haven't even seen it yet to really gauge what's going on. All we know is this made up, like this story that is spawned off of it. and we can't really critique anything about what's going on until we see the fucking film. Yeah. And it's not going to have anything to do with any other universe anymore.
No, it's Flashpoint. It's Flashpoint. They're just resetting everything. So yeah. It's Flash finds himself in an alternate timeline that is not great, and then he's trying to get back to the original one, but in the end, he resets everything.
Because he has no choice. Everything's just so fucked.
James Gunn already has said, like, quoted, like, he's like, yeah, it's...
Which is why.
He's resetting the universe.
Yeah. He's got his blood boy, Peter Safran.
Yeah. Like, and he also doesn't need to cast him again.
No. Nope.
Or if he doesn't want to.
New Flash.
Yeah.
That's right.
No, they're great. Laying...
It's
the,
smart.
They're laying the runway.
That's why they're
for,
like, Urza, you can't fuck up until the movie releases.
Yep.
They're laying the runway for we are done.
Yeah.
And
Snyderverse is over. Like, it's over. This is a whole new ball game. New era.
All right. Moving on. Scream 6. Jimmy, we'll start with you.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I'm really excited. I knew people gave it a lot of flack when they saw Ghostface with a gun. And to that, I say we saw Ghostface kill somebody with a garage door. So I don't think think it fucking matters.
Yeah,
He also did use a gun in Scream 3.
He absolutely did.
He had a gun in Scream 3.
It just doesn't matter. Yeah. Ghostface with a shotgun looks pretty fucking sick.
I have...
Yeah.
I can't remember where
Evolution.
Agreed.
Wait, is Ghostface basically the guy from Alice in Borderlands now? The King of Spades? Do you guys watch that show?
No.
Oh. Okay, well, it's a great show on Netflix and... There's just a guy, a maniac with a gun mowing down people.
Cool. I have a real problem with the haircut they gave her because it's a carbon copy of Sydney's haircut.
That's the point.
She's not Sydney.
Yeah, I don't like
we'll
that.
We'll see.
One. I am.
Like, that's the kind of shit that's really irking me these days.
Hayden Panettiere is back.
Yeah, which is the big, like, don't pay attention to the haircut.
Well, how did this happen?
That's what Wes Craven said before he died, too. He's like, Kirby is somebody that could have possibly survived, and now we know that she has, and I'm happy about it.
I guess that's what they're... Because that's what I thought. I'm like, Wes did say that. I know.
And
I remember exactly what you're talking
legacy
about.
Legacy characters.
Yeah.
You need them to come back, and this is perfect. I'm so glad they didn't use her in the last one.
Hayden Panettiere as well, career-wise, definitely great for her. Like, I can see this being really good for her.
I liked her.
Having a little bit
Vladimir
of a coming.
Klitschko?
No. No, and he
the fighter?
Yeah, they were like married and they have a kid together.
Whatever. I mean,
anyways,
good and all for her, but yeah,
I'm interested to see how they bring her back.
Yeah.
I don't want it to turn into this is and I know it won't be, but it's just funny. I respect the marketing of New York, like Scream in New York. It's
Hell
great.
Yeah.
It's great. But also, they did do that with Jason.
Yes, they did.
Jason Takes Manhattan.
He took Manhattan.
I'm so nervous.
Because they didn't show a lot of New York in that movie.
No, it's not even in Manhattan.
No. They did the Times
it's like
Square.
Brooklyn.
They did a Times Square shot, and that was it.
Yeah, that's right. And he's not even in it.
It was mostly on a boat for some reason.
Yeah, it's on the coast where a boat lands.
Whatever. Oh. It is what it is.
Anyways, I'm
so
just...
We'll see.
It looks interesting.
Moving
cast
on.
Stacks.
Moving on.
Yeah.
Transformers Rise of the...
Oh, I'm fucking pumped.
I'm excited for this.
I am pumped.
Like... Finally,
the last one wasn't that bad, like the Bumblebee series.
It was great,
ones.
Man.
Those were pretty good.
Well, it was really good.
That's what it's shooting off of.
Yeah.
Right? So you're going to get more of that, which I haven't seen, but now I'm interested to see. But
it's great.
The really neat thing is that Beast Wars was so, like, it was like, when are you going to get off your asses and actually do this? Because we've danced around so many cool parts of Transformers that it's like, there was this time where this style of animation was made, and it was so fucking cool to watch a gorilla turn into Optimus Prime.
It was like Reboot. It had the same animation style.
It had the same animation style.
Yeah.
And
it was awesome.
It was beautiful to watch.
Yeah.
And now watching these two worlds collide, finally, it's like, okay, maybe Transformers can come back to what the first two were, which were a lot of fun.
Well, and just based on this, the first trailer they've released,
yeah,
it's finally like, thank God, it seems like the creative team is finally... The Transformers are the focus and not the people?
Yes.
Like, there's people in it, sure.
I don't give a damn about Wiki 99.
Like, yeah, like, like, I'm happy that it's not these, like, famous cast and it's, like, famous people and it's about them. It's, no, it's their story.
Not about Mark.
Because even the, like, second half of the trailer, it's just them colliding. Like, the worlds colliding of Decepticons
like
and...
The worlds collide.
Yeah. Dude, man, it's great. Like, and Bumblebee was awesome. They did a really good job.
Yeah,
the opening of it, Mike, the opening 10 minutes is the war. It's the fall of Cybertron, and it's the 80s cartoon.
Yes, I'm watching that
like
tonight.
Crazy.
Okay.
Like, oh, it's good.
Okay.
It's good, man.
So they're going back to what we wanted.
Yeah, like they focused on Generation 1 in every way, aesthetically, voice talent. Like, it
is Michael
generation
Bay still
one.
Doing these?
He is a producer, but not really. Okay. Like, I think it's just money.
Him and that hair are just off in the background.
Yeah.
Because that's part
it's
of
America,
why it's good.
There's choppers.
Yeah.
It's going to be great.
Big explosions.
Also, Cena's a really good bad guy in it.
I didn't know he was the bad guy.
Yeah. Hey, he's like the human bad guy in the
I
first
love,
one.
Hot take here. I love The Rock, but I think Cena and Batista are better actors.
100%.
I 100%.
The Rock is just
that.
The Rock.
Yeah. The Rock is never. Have you seen that clip circling with Jeremy Piven where he's like, guess who the highest Jeremy paid actor Piven. Is in Hollywood these days? And everyone's like, who? And he's like, The Rock. He's never taken an acting lesson in his life. You know that?
Yeah.
Does that make me bitter?
Yeah.
And then he puts the mic down and he screams to the back of the room and he goes, can you hear me back there? And they go, yeah, yeah, yeah. He's like, that's because I took acting.
That's
I can project, motherfucker.
That's great.
Okay. All right. Good enough. Back to something I think we all are going to say yes to. Ant-Man and the Wasp. The big question, hang on.
I got
on.
My tickets
before jump,
already.
Before we jump, Mark has ours, I believe. Oh, yeah. I just said get tickets and let me
do
know.
Do it.
Do we think Scott's going to get killed? Because I think that that's the coolest way to end this film. And then we get a Scott variant. In Secret Wars.
We all know that there's no actual stakes in these goddamn movies. Nobody's going to die.
I know how
I think
you feel.
I think Wasp is for
you
sure.
You feel that every one of them could be done in 12 minutes because when you saw the shorts, you were like,
they did it. They did it. Every one of their movies in five fucking minutes.
Sorry, Charles, go ahead.
I think Wasp is going to die. Like, that's my speculation.
You think, okay, all right.
Also, just because I know Disney's been having issues with the actress.
Yeah,
she's been on there.
Didn't she apologize, though?
Yeah.
Didn't she? It's on Twitter, so that means it's real.
Yeah, but it's one of those things where also not surprised if Disney's like...
Oh, they'll cut ties?
Yeah.
Well, she wasn't as bad as What's-Her-Dick for Mandalorian.
No, or What's-Her-Face, Black Panther as well.
Yeah.
People forget about her.
Her and...
Yeah, so anyways,
sorry.
It's all... That's
sorry,
a
Shuri
downhole.
Shuri and Wasp. I don't know their real... No, Evangeline Lilly and... Letitia...
I don't know.
Someone give me a point. Letitia...
No, I don't know.
All right.
I feel bad. But anyways, well, I think what I'm saying is with that one,
I don't know her name. I feel horrible.
I think you're kind of on it. I think Scott is not necessarily going to die. I think he's going to stay in the quantum realm or something's going to happen along those lines.
Ant-Man will
But it's going to lead into Secret Wars in the sense of like, yeah, Kang is going to create a time. Like, I don't know. It's going to be fucked, but he's basically causing... The timelines are going to cause the war. Like, they're going to have their war, and that's what the next Avengers movie is going to be. And Loki literally set that up. They said that the timelines had
a
war.
We need a fucking death so we have consequences.
Well, and you guys know what they're building up to, right? Like, when they did this in the comic books, they had all the, like, Spectacular Spider-Man and Amazing Spider-Man. They had all the timelines of all their comics ever. They had a timeline war, and then the stones came back. And I can't remember who exactly, but somebody puts on the gauntlet, snaps, and it resets. It goes to day one of one timeline.
So
there's
do you
no.
Think that's what's going to happen after
I think,
all of this.
I think so. Yes,
that's
and
how
I
we
think,
get everybody put into one timeline.
Yes, and okay. I think it's going to do that. But I don't think they're ever going to say goodbye to other timelines,
right?
Because but I think that's going to be part of how the X-Men become a staple. Is if it's day one in one timeline, then the X-Men
so
can
the
just be their day one.
The characters who are played by the actors stay the same, but the timeline changes so that the actor now has to play a different version of the character.
Or you could even switch if you want.
I guess you could. Or you could just go where it's like what I think is it's going to be like a phase. Think of phase one, but we have mutants, and we have Avengers, and we have X-Men, and we have Fantastic
everyone's
Four.
In phase one.
Right?
Everyone's like, already in it.
Hang on. Yeah. Let's go to Martin here. Martin, what do you think?
I know, just everyone's all in it in day one. Like, we don't have to build, we don't have to do any more setup movies. All the actors are in it. We can just continue with day one. So
Setup movies are starting to get a little long.
It's
in the
it's the comic book store. It's going to be like
you're
in it,
saying this,
and you go anywhere you want, and boom, there you go. You don't need origin story; you just get stories.
And if you want one, it's there.
Yeah, exactly. If you want, you can see Moon Knight's TV show, and that explains all that. But if Moon Knight shows up somewhere else, you don't really need
to
know. You're just like, here we go. I guess Spider-Man and Moon Knight are teaming up in this
one. We got to move on because we're short for time here. So, where I ordered
we'll
a
just
clock.
Go yay and nay.
No, I ordered a clock for us so that we could all see the time. Yeah. Martin can see the time in the thing. He knows how long it's going. But
you could just have Jigsaw show up every now and then on the monitor and scare us and be like,
that'd be kind of funny.
But Martin's in the past.
Yeah. Theodore Logan, Chapter 4, otherwise known as John Wick.
Oh yeah.
I gotta see it. Come on now. Who doesn't want to see that?
They're marketing it as it has the most action out of all of them, and I'm like,
we have to see it. I interviewed the guy who did the soundtrack for it.
Oh yeah.
So
yeah.
I mean, that kind of solidifies it. But he said he saw
it. It looks great,
and he's like, you're in for such.
And who do they have? Donnie Yen.
Yes,
Donnie Yen, and he's awesome. Yeah. He's the fucking shit.
Ip Man, right, Martin? Did I say that right?
IP Man.
I used to call him IP Man. I was like, Internet Protocol.
He's a
man.
Coder.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I thought. Anyways.
Actually, you realize I'm not Chinese, right?
No, I know. Fuck.
Isn't that right, Martin?
No, it was.
I'm just kidding.
That's funny. That's funny.
That's great. That's a point.
No, I was just checking my fucking spelling.
It's awesome.
I love it.
Michael will be attending sensitivity classes.
Yeah.
Going forward.
Oh, fuck. But
John
I'm excited to see it, though. Yeah. I love that universe, man. I want to see the ballerina, and then I want to see more of the concierge shows.
Yeah, man.
Build a John Wick universe all day long.
The way they're doing it, it's great. Up. It's fantastic so far.
Jimmy, for you?
Doing.
John Wick.
And how do you not love Keanu Reeves? Like, he just seems like a nice person.
Yeah. I saw the first two. I don't know. I don't think I saw the third one. It seems like it's about homeless people.
No, it's him and Halle Berry just kicking ass.
Oh, that was one of the best ones.
That's the one with the dogs, right? Berry. I did see that.
Yeah,
I did
great.
See that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And the horses,
of course.
Yeah, that's right.
Of course,
ninjas.
The horses.
Of course. Ninjas on horses.
I was telling this one to Jimmy last night. I think it's a sleeper. I think it's going to unite the clans. I think it's going to bring us back to center more. I think the Super Mario Brothers film is going to knock it out of the park.
I
got one reason for it. It's because what Mario stands for in screen.
Plumbing.
The plumbing and all of
no,
that.
No, the
flowers
fact, like,
and stars.
Mario always
mushrooms.
Tries to do better. He's your typical like leading man. Like all of the things that are built in the story of Mario are for kids to have a second chance at everything, to learn the way they learn, to have fun. Like, there's
also
more...
respect people that fix your pipes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Seriously.
There's nothing wrong
with
that.
Plumbers.
Yeah, no, there's nothing wrong with that.
You
want to
poop your toilet full?
We need
them. Need them.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Fucking hashtag plumbers for life.
Sometimes I pee and I fill the whole bowl with pee.
We can call
right to the top.
Like, right to Wow.
Yeah.
You literally piss like a racehorse.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You mean we're not going to get Dennis Hopper back as Cooper?
No.
Oh, my God. I know. Leguizamo? Where's Leguizamo's Luigi?
Right. Where's Bob Hoskins? Dead.
I want an elevator scene where they rock him. Dead.
But, yeah, I think
I am a little upset, I will say, and I just don't understand.
Are you talking about the voice?
Yeah. Well, I don't get it. I don't understand it. I'm not saying Chris Pratt, whatever. I'm just saying why not use the
why not use him?
Making it seem like he's dead. I saw him at Comic-Con. He's awesome.
He's alive.
I have a video with him.
He's awesome.
He sounds great.
Yeah, he's like, Shauna, you have a very lovely man.
And what's
Luigi.
Weird, they're clearly trying to make them set, like, that's what's weird too, is they're trying to make him, because like Luigi, Charlie Day, great cast, but they're going to get Weasel voice Charlie Day from like It's Always Sunny. He's like, I don't know, man. Like, you know what I mean? Because that's Luigi. So I'm like, they're just mimicking it anyways.
Waluigi.
Why not get him?
Why not get the guy?
Yeah.
Do you think Waluigi makes an appearance?
Yeah.
I hope they all do.
The crowd would lose their mind.
I hope they all do at some point.
The slender god.
Do you see what I'm saying? Like, Mario unites me and every one of us in this room at a different point in our lives
for
a different reason.
We've
all played it, right?
He's a staple.
And
he's a staple.
Like, mine was 16-bit.
Yeah. The Mario main and Smash Bros.
I remember, right? And like the spin-offs from it, like there's
Super Mario 3,
and
he gets a tail,
Luigi's Mansion,
right? He can run behind blocks.
Yeah,
he gets a magic flute,
paper Mario,
and then flying all the way to the
right?
corner.
Mario Party,
Mario Party 2,
Mario Party 8, the new Super Mario World I'm playing, which is every game.
Yeah,
combined
I need a Switch for just. I really just want it for Mario and Zelda, to be honest.
Maybe you're right, Mike. Maybe this will bring us all together.
I do
and
like
the world will be better.
Mario.
Jack Black as Bowser, I do enjoy.
That's
I saw a trailer with Seth Rogen as Donkey Kong, and it's very like, but like whatever, whatever. Like,
but
yeah.
Like it's gonna take the dynamic of like Donkey Kong and give it some depth.
Yeah, it is. Like the trailer that I saw, it's Mario wearing the cat. You know when Mario's the cat version?
Yes.
He shows up to fight Donkey Kong, and all he does, and in Seth Rogen's voice, he goes, "He's dressed as a cat." And everyone in the arena starts laughing, and he's just staring at him. And I was like, that's funny. Like, it's a Donkey Kong douche thing to do.
And that's why I think Nintendo boycotted Charles, the guy who does the voice. Not you, sorry. but I think, pardon
Charles
me,
Charles Fernandez.
Yeah.
Boycotted by
I'm
Nintendo.
Banned.
No, I think they boycotted it because that's only known in the video game.
Right.
Yeah.
And if you do want people who may have played the game once or twice but don't have the love of Mario's voice.
Yeah.
We all do.
Yeah.
But we're unique.
Yeah.
It's a polite way of saying we're fucking weird. But,
are you not
unique.
Making it for us too? Like,
you
who's going to give you their money?
But make
right?
a movie
like,
at that cost.
Yeah.
And then you make that decision of, like,
yeah.
we know Chris Pratt can
it's
pull
also,
an audience.
I think this is the first time they're doing this. So the idea is, like, obviously a studio pushes for star power.
Yes.
And a studio.
They do.
Someone who's new to it is like, yeah, you eat that up, right? Like, that's
have
part
him come
of it.
In Mario
right.
2, right?
Right.
And then he's like, I'm a different Mario, right?
Right.
Like, and then you have the two Marios playing
Mario.
In the movie, right?
Yeah.
And
you know,
like Chip and Dale when they redid
yeah,
it, right?
That was
with
good.
A different style of
good.
Animation.
There's also probably a kid on the internet who's going to take the full movie and edit it with all the original game voices, and you can see that.
And if he doesn't,
if
Charles, me and you will.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
All right, so Super Mario Brothers. Lastly, because I don't think any of us know about the other one here, and we have time to crunch. So Dungeons & Dragons, Horror Among Thieves. I'm excited. And
looks
I have,
hilarious.
I think the bard... that you told me is the
Chris
proper,
Pine.
Chris Pine is the bard. Mm. I think the bard is going to get a resurrection in the world of fantasy. I think he's really going to bring
bard's
that character
left,
up.
Bro.
Yeah,
no,
bard's
okay.
never left.
No? All right. I just...
I never got...
Everyone always makes fun of the bard every time I see...
Inspiration.
I never
I
got into...
Bard's the best character. It's so
it
fun.
Is.
I never got into Dungeons & Dragons. Like, I have nothing against it. I just never
we
got into
play.
It.
I
would love to.
Maybe
would
five
love
times
to.
As a kid.
I will host a game.
Yeah, I would love
to. I
will
to. Do it on Zoom.
Because I played one of these games for the first time ever, like I don't know, 3-4 years ago. It was called, like, Time Stories or something. It's the same kind of version, but, like, you know, a different company,
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was so... I loved it. So I would love to try and actually do Dungeons & Dragons. Like... I know about it, like Stranger Things. That's what they play in, and I learned about it in that. And I was like, "This sounds
it's
really
so much
cool.
more fun."
It's and Freaks and Geeks.
Great.
Like
it's
I knew the whole storyline in Freaks and Geeks.
In
that
Freaks
was a big
and Geeks,
one.
It really is that fun.
And it literally that's it was one of those shows where I'm like, "Man, we need to try this." But like, yeah, we should
I'm
play.
Down to clown.
I would love to.
I'm totally down.
And cool.
See,
and Martin
good.
Can play
I mean,
from where he is.
Anything I think is better than the Jeremy Irons version.
Yeah,
oh,
and Marlon Wayans.
Yeah.
Oh, they did do it before.
Yeah.
I totally
in like
forgot.
2001, yeah. 2002. Like...
Not to get too sidetracked, but this is something that we could do, something that we could get good at, and then something we could record.
Yeah,
sure.
I would love to.
I'm the only reason we're going to have to get good at it.
D&D podcasts are very popular.
If you can drop it down to me and Charles's level and dumb us in, I think we could.
We can make it so there's pages where we can go to that'll make the character sheet and you
nice.
Just fill
on
in
a
the
side
information.
Note, cool. I just bought a game that we can play. It's based on the Alien universe.
Oh.
It's a role-playing game based on the Alien universe.
That's
so.
Awesome.
I
want to be
generating Bill characters. I've already run it once, so if you guys want
to
run it,
I would love to.
I'll game it. I'll DM it.
Oh my god.
Dungeon Master.
I would love to.
You just got to show up and get your characters online, like
we're
download
fucked.
The character sheet.
Dude, I'm so down.
But right. we're in
fair
charge.
Enough, fair enough.
I want to be one of those robot people
I'm
that
Bill
you
Paxton.
Don't know until I'm like, yeah.
Why is there milk?
Yeah. Are we excited? Is anybody excited about
that?
Yeah,
Dungeons? I'm going to
watch this.
You know
what? Yeah. I know nothing about it. I see the trailers and I'm like, man, the nerd
yeah.
in me, like it's like my spidey senses go off. I'm down.
I'll go for the fantasy.
Yeah.
I don't think I need
like,
to
I didn't
know.
Hate the Warcraft movie. I know that might be blasphemy, but like I'm not super into Warcraft and I saw that movie and I was like, this
I
was cool.
It.
It's not bad.
It's not bad. It pissed off the Warcraft crowd.
Yeah, and I could see why, but if you don't care and have attachments,
well,
it's
you
fun.
You
want to
sit there for hours mining boar?
Yeah. Right? Is that what you
want
to do on
a screen?
Is
that what you want your movie
and
to
it's
be?
The guy who directed Moon, so it's like very well filmed.
Oh, Emerald.
Duncan Jones, I think
no,
his name
Moon
is
Emmerich. Roland Emmerich.
No. You're thinking of Moonfall.
That's what
I'm
thinking of.
I'm thinking of Sam Rockwell. Moon.
Yeah, oh, that movie's fucking
and like,
awesome.
What is it? The other one he did that I really like, Gyllenhaal, something with... God damn it.
Night
Stalker? No, it's him on a train, and he's trying to figure out who blows up this train, and he
oh,
keeps going into loop.
Oh, time, not...
Starts with an S.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember it. But anyways, it was a good movie.
So, yeah. that's the dissection of the trailers at Super Bowl.
Gyllenhaal.
Sure.
Oh, pretty
oh Benny. Now you're in the room where all the cables are. You can behave. You can stay in here, Benny. That's the rule. Kitty. She's in here like when we're not in here, and I'll come back and something's always like pulled off.
Something's gone.
Okay, so the second segment before we get into the debate here for you, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to bring up this so I quote this right. So you guys didn't hear about this, but this is it's something that's interesting because It's about the argument of how successful a film has to be before it's allowed to be considered for an Oscar nomination.
Right.
So there's a list of things you can and can't do when campaigning for your consideration. Right. Okay. When we see all the shit online for your consideration.
Yeah.
You can only do so many posts. You can only contact so many people so many times. Otherwise, it's bully badgering or manipulating the system.
Right. Right.
If you host a showing, it has to be in a Q&A format, and X amount of cast and crew have to be there for it to be allowed to happen.
So it's like, it's like a workshop rather than like,
so you got to stay in line with these things. Now, over the years, the Oscars have overlooked a lot of things, but the majority of the campaigns have money because they've made money. And this is part of the budget for the film.
When Marvel
makes a movie and they want to campaign it.
Right.
This is how
they send Paul Rudd and then he shows the Mac and me.
Exactly. Best bro.
I love
ever.
You, Spider-Man.
So, oh yeah, you can stay. Oh yeah, she loves you now.
Hi, sweetie.
So, the long and the short of it is the movie that Andrea Riseborough was in, this is the big story, called To Leslie, only made $27,000 in theater.
Wow.
Okay.
So, like, but, just her and her family watched it, basically.
Yeah. Yeah. Friends and family showing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Holy shit, she is in love with you. I love that this is on camera,
sweetie,
too. Oh yeah. Just sit there, Benny. Just sit there and enjoy it.
Yeah, Benny's a cat.
Yeah.
For those of you who are listening,
it's
not just me being sexy.
I think
over
I've
here.
Told them once or twice about Benny. Hopefully they remember. So right, anyways,
listeners.
Movie made $27,000, but director's wife is Mary McCormick. Right?
Okay.
McCormick from Weeds, right?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
They campaigned with all of their friends in the actor branch, people like Charlize Theron, Edward Norton, Kate Winslet, all hosted showings.
Okay.
This movie has not been seen because we know how much money it made.
Oh, Benny.
But Andrea Riseborough got a Best Actress nomination.
Yeah, I don't even know.
And nobody's ever seen the movie.
Yeah, I'm like, what?
So within like 2 days of the Oscar list coming out, the Oscars were like, we need to look into this, blah, 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 blah. But they didn't mention the movie by name. And the movie is actually pretty interesting. It's an alcoholic woman who wins the lottery, loses it all, and has to move back in with her parents.
Holy shit.
That sounds great.
Right? Like, original story, independent, made on the cheap. And sometimes these happen, but the Oscars essentially have shown the world that if you don't make money in the theater, you do not deserve an Oscar nom, which Christina Ricci went online and basically said that in a nutshell.
Yeah.
So I figured we'd talk about it and kind of get it around the room and just see, like does it matter? Like, I don't personally care about $1 billion. The only people that care about the $1 billion take are the studios.
Right.
And then everybody who's got money in the back end. But I will go see a movie whether it makes fucking money or not. And I don't personally care. But I don't know. Jimmy, thoughts? Like,
I just don't think it matters. I think that the movie made $27,000. Nobody saw it. And it sounds like a great movie. And if
how many movies do we never see?
It just doesn't seem like the extra screenings that it had are going to have an effect on whether or not it wins an Oscar.
But
because I think the Academy has seen the movie, right? So hopefully,
here's how it works. Everybody gets the screen when the screener copies.
I heard she's
online,
a good kid.
But like when everybody gets sent everything, the actor branch gets to vote. Actor branch, producer branch votes producer branch, and so on and so forth. So the grassroots campaign of like, hey Ed, want to host a Q&A for me? And Ed's a big deal in Hollywood, so he gets all of his actor branch friends to come. Like, there's this gray area that they're playing in, but it's like, isn't that how you showcase
I think
a
they
film?
Have to do that though, because this movie is an independent movie. It doesn't have the big star appeal, so they have to do things like this to get people to watch it.
I also think the Oscars is just bullshit.
Sorry, but
it's not, they're not something to actually take seriously. And I always laugh that people shit on the Golden Globes, and I'm like, the Oscars is just a richer version of it, though.
It is.
It's all nonsense still.
Like,
I'm sorry, but at the end of the day, it shouldn't matter how much money or blah, blah, blah. If it's good or you enjoy it, you get something out of it, you have a connection to it, who gives a shit? Like, right? Because technically, Banshees of Inisherin is one of those movies that should have made probably $27,000. It's not a movie that
but it's
you're
a
like,
Fox Searchlight owned by
exactly,
Disney.
And it's got a Colin, like, they got star power for sure, right? Like, but what I'm saying is, like, the Oscars usually, let's be honest, especially in the last 20 years, how many fucking movies are nominated or people are you just head scratch?
Yep.
And I'm sorry, that's not because they're like, yeah, we're spotlighting something that's incredible. It's there's something there. And there's no shocker that the people that get to make the decisions are friends and family of all each other. They're all people that know work together. There's a bias in every way, and they try to make it seem like there isn't, and it's nuts.
I know, and that's the shit I don't like about the industry that we talk in, because it's like, I love what you make, but at the same time, you take yourself so fucking seriously.
Yeah.
And you get so bent out of shape over stuff like this, because it's like, you know, the fact that the actors who saw it are some of the best actors in the industry.
Yeah.
Is all that fucking matters. And you know what? If we were allowed to vote in too, I always say you should take a sample of the public and mix it in, see what happens, cultivate something different. You might get shit and like get shit that we've never seen. And aren't we supposed to see stuff like Parasite, which you know we never would have saw? But then Parasite has enough money to fucking campaign. Like, it's
to me, that's what the Oscars really should be doing. Is like their movie of the year should be like the like it used to be, and I think the intention's still there, but it's not. Is this is the movie we think that everyone should have saw this year.
Yeah.
This is an important movie you should have saw. Like Spotlight, the 1 year. I don't think it won, but it was nominated in the Spotlight because the story, it was like, everyone should be informed of this. You know what I mean? Like, that's fine.
And that's this, I don't know. Martin, right? What do you think?
Yeah.
Like, who cares?
I care.
Yeah. This is the...
I'm not a critic. What? I'm not into awards. Whatever.
Yeah, I know.
This is also the one that... A man slapped another man and got the award still.
Yeah,
and then they're
to
like,
your point.
And then they're like, now you can't participate, though, for 10 years, but you still get that award. Like, what?
To your point.
Was there a football in the growing?
Well, it's interesting.
If not, then I am not interested.
Give that man the $10,000.
You say the gold, and the Golden Globe rightfully deserves to get shit. They had no black people. They had no people of color.
All
never
of
mind.
Them do it, but every year. It's like
but
one
the
year
Oscars
it's like
get
one
the
year.
Pass.
Oh,
yeah.
Man, it's garbage. They all suck. The one thing I will say is,
if you're going to watch it,
at least the Golden Globes will try and say something with comedy. It's garbage, but at least they try. Where the Oscars is like, no, not here.
I hear you.
Same with horror.
We aren't funny or scary.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I know, like, again, last year, you know, was the only reason we tried looking for an illegal feed? Because I got a million texts saying Will Smith slapped someone.
So obviously.
And that's pretty much what the Oscars was last year. It was, hey, viewership went up 1,000 when everyone heard Will Smith slapped someone.
Half of the show,
all the producers were like, make him win the Oscar. Make him win the Oscar. Okay. Like, that was part of the reason why they're like, no, make him win it. Make him win it, because everyone's watching, and they'll keep watching. Make him win it.
Yeah.
And boom.
No, I know. Because it's a show.
Well, and also,
day,
if what he did was
show.
So bad, take it away.
Yeah.
They took Milli Vanilli's Grammy away. They weren't like, okay, you get the Grammy, but you can't come for 10 years. Like, they don't give a shit at that point.
Okay,
sorry.
Cool. I wanted us to I wanted us to take part in that discussion, because none of us truly care what the price of a movie makes.
Yeah.
I'll see anything. And now, I bet you, now that you guys know this, you'll probably want to see this movie, or if you have a chance to and it shows up. Right?
Yeah.
And to people who may not know who she is, like, she's English. She's been around for a long time. She's got a great career in the theater. But she played Tom Cruise's, like, for people like us, she played Tom Cruise's wife in Oblivion. That's who Andrea Riceborough is, right?
So,
can you punch her?
Punch
softly.
Her.
Yeah, I just don't want her wrecking stuff in here while we're...
Oh, she's a menace, hey?
Something's going to fall on her. That's my concern. I don't care about my Muppet. I care about my...
You care about the Muppet.
I do.
Is he a man?
All right.
It ain't easy.
Martin, you want to get to it?
That's what he does in Europe today.
All right, guys. Yeah.
I don't know what that
Franklin.
Was.
Franklin.
I don't know. But two of you shut up so I can cue the fucking music for the show.
At my signal, unleash hell. Push it. Don't push it. I'll give you a war you won't believe.
Goldstein, give me a fat beat to beat my buddy's ass to.
I know what kind of guy you are. I never would have agreed to work with you.
Are you gonna bark all day, little doggy? Or are you gonna bite? What was that? I'm sorry, I didn't catch you. Would you repeat it?
Before we get started, does anyone want to get out?
So,
As Martin mentioned, best first date, best representation of a first date in your
on
opinion.
On screen.
Yes, yes. And then if there's time at the end, we're going to review some of our real life worst ever, best ever first dates and see how they compare for you here as well for some comedy, ladies and gentlemen. So at the top of the show, Jimmy picked a card that we're all going to play along with if you listen to the last episode. The person who wins gets to pick the...
Person who screws it gets to pick the start.
So, Jimmy, what card did you pick?
Today we are going with movies that are a sequel.
Movies that are a sequel.
So I'll give you a few seconds to think.
All right.
That's a good
one. Then we're going to jump to Charles for first. So I'll give you a little bit of a countdown here.
Okay. Right.
So 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Terminator 2.
Aliens.
Fast and the Furious Tokyo Drift.
Back to the Future Part 2.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
What is it named?
Oh.
Dead Men Tell No Tales.
Yeah, that's a sequel.
I
don't think that's it. Is that it?
That's not the second one, but it is a sequel.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Jurassic Park Lost World.
Nice.
Skyfall.
Yeah.
Hamlet Part 2.
Nice.
That's a good one.
Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah.
Nightmare on Elm Street 2.
Jason 2.
I don't think
it's
called.
That's not what it's called.
Jason 2.
Okay, all right. Now it's between Martin and Charles. Keep going. I'm out.
The Godfather Part 2.
Nice.
Oh, Shrek 2.
Nice.
Martin? Martin?
Scream 2.
Yeah.
Charles.
Indiana Jones The Golden Compass. Or Compass of Time? I don't know. No, I lose.
That's it.
Screw it.
Yeah, it's
done.
Over. It's
the
over.
Golden Compass is its over.
Yeah. I just merged two move franchises.
Two fucking.
What happens when Indiana Jones steals the polar bear's golden compass?
Two most competitive guys on the show would have been here for an hour. Doing All right. So, Martin, you win. You get to pick the order, bud.
Charles, you can go first. Mike, go second. I will go last.
All right.
Frig.
Wow.
Frig.
It's a good game.
I'm torn between two stories here, but yeah, okay.
Follow your heart.
Yeah, I was just going to say
that. Go with your heart. That's what we'll be doing
okay.
today.
Okay, that's what I'll do then. I'm going to go with my heart. Okay, so I said then, the best first date leads to what I think is the best love story ever told on screen.
Okay.
Before Sunrise, it's the story of...
There's a sequel in that, too.
There is. After oh, my sunset? God. It's a trilogy, it? Too. Yeah. It's a trilogy, too. Yeah. It's Before Sunrise, Before Sunset, and then Before Midnight.
That's it. Yes.
Yeah. Mm. Okay. So this is basically what I love about it, too, is it's such a, I don't know, it's such an original story, too, even more so because it's before the internet, and that's a big part of the story is that they don't have the technology to be able to keep in touch instantly.
You said Before Sunrise, right?
Yes, Before Sunrise. So it's a story. You got Ethan Hawke as Jesse. You have Julie Delpy. Is that
Delphi?
Right? Delphi as Celine. And yeah, basically the story is he's an American tourist and she's on her way back to Paris. He's on his way back to Paris, I believe. I don't know. He's back. He's going somewhere. She's going somewhere. Anyways,
they're on a train. A young man and a woman meet on a train in Europe and wind up spending an evening together in Vienna. Unfortunately, both know that this will probably be their only night together.
Yeah. So they meet on a train by chance, and it's a funny circumstance. This man just starts speaking French to Ethan Hawke's character, but he's speaking to him like Ethan Hawke has to know how to speak back. And when he doesn't, the man's getting frustrated. And then this beautiful Celine starts calming him down in French. And then that's how they meet. And then they just immediately have this amazing connection and they have this banter. And you can see that as we're like, wow, they're like, wow, it's a real, Owen Wilson moment there for everyone. And then, yeah, he convinces her to go with him to Vienna where he has to wait for his plane. And he confesses to her that he didn't plan for this. So he has no money. He has nowhere to stay. So he's just going to wander the streets of Vienna. And he convinces her to join him. And they literally fall in love, and it becomes what would be like their first date, and the ending of it is like spoiler, but they agree to meet in the exact same spot in a year, and they don't exchange phone numbers or anything. They just that's their
Hopefully
vow to each
up.
Other.
You know, women be loving broke ass guys,
and it's a beautiful story, and the whole movie is that whole day that they spend together, and it goes right up until Before Sunrise.
It literally is. The first date is the movie.
The whole movie is their first. It's their first meeting, but it's essentially what becomes their first date. And it's like you can't help but fall in love with them, too. And then what's neat about it is Richard Linklater. So he's known for, you know, like what he did
Slacker.
With Boy.
Boy.
Yeah,
Dick
like
filmed Days and Confused.
Days and Confused. But like Boy, he filmed over like 20 years, I think.
His other
like,
one, he's... Yeah, Boy was done over 10 years... It took 10 years to make, but it was done over like a really long period of time.
Yeah, and like with this one, he's managed to, and I hope they're announcing another one, but they've made the sequel every 10 years apart.
Something's coming from him. I saw somebody.
Something's
on the
coming
show.
From Dick Link.
Something's coming.
But yeah, Before Sunrise, and then they go to Before Sunset, and then the most recent one is Before Midnight, and they do a sequel 10 years apart. So you're seeing their love story. Basically, 10 years. Every chapter is the next 10 years in their love story. But yeah, it starts with Before Sunrise, and it's just, I don't know. It's one of my all-time favorite stories, and I love the way it's filmed and the way it's done. And it's like, in the end, it actually turns out to be like a really beautiful first date, I would say.
It is, and it's like, it's an 8 out of 10 on IMDb.
It's like easily one of the most beautiful love stories I think told.
It's like it's a concept series.
Really is. And you don't need to see the sequels, but what's neat is they do exist. So if you are somewhat interested to be like,
you can.
What would their love story be like if it continued? You can see that. But if you're also, because I saw the original not knowing there was a Before Sunset, and I loved it. And then when I discovered Before Sunset, and I realized it was like, I think it's 9 years later, and I read the back, I was like, oh, awesome. And it's it's really good too.
Yep.
And same with Before Midnight. And what I love is it's really honest. And what's beautiful about that love story is, again, it's
going
to
end.
It's before cell phones. So they really have to live in the moment. They don't have that option of like, you know.
You don't.
Yeah, I'll FaceTime you or whatever. Like
I'll stalk you online later.
Yeah. And they buy into the moment of this is by chance that brought them together.
Something nice about that.
Yeah. And it's especially in this day and age, I feel like that love story is, it's nicer and nicer every day to watch because it's so. That can't really happen anymore, I don't think.
No, it's
not
a,
to
it's
that a, degree. It can't really.
Yeah, if you meet a guy and he doesn't have a phone, you should
run.
That is a red flag.
Or it's John Connor.
Yeah. If he's naked.
It's John Connor.
He's covered in lightning.
I'm off the grid. Do you have a vet?
Yeah, no. I love Linklater. I think he's throw that cat out of the room.
School of Rock.
Sorry,
that's
listener.
The other one. Sorry, School of Rock.
Is that his
other,
too?
That is him.
Really?
Yeah, that's him.
Interesting.
Yeah.
You know.
Not to be confused with School of Cock. Yeah,
the porno. What else did he do? He did that animated one with Robert Downey Jr. and Winona Ryder.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about. Yeah. Keanu as well.
Keanu's in it, yeah.
Woody remember. Harrelson. It's the star.
I gotta look it up now.
Yeah. Isn't also what is it?
Point Break.
No.
Oh, good one, too.
He did it with Ethan Hawke. The tagline is, are we sleepwalking through our lives and wake walking through our dreams?
Another
Dazed and Confused.
Everybody Wants Some is another good one.
Walking Life.
Waking Life, that's it.
Yes.
That's Linklater, yeah.
Oh, and Bernie. He did that great movie on Netflix with Jack Black called
Bernie. Is this Dazed and Confused?
A Scanner Darkly. That's the
it.
One you're talking
Thank
about.
Thank you.
Yeah. Bad News Bears, he did that one as well, too.
Is this all part of your argument, Charles?
Sorry, yeah, no, this is nothing to do with anything now. But
you picked a very beautiful story.
Yeah, between Richard Linklater, Jesse, and Celine.
Great cast, good story.
Yeah. Hey, man, I appreciate that he was trying to argue the best parts of the film to say that it's the best.
Oh, and they do, and it is set in the real, like, it is filmed in Vienna, and it's very beautiful, and can't help but get swept in the romance.
There's something nice about the story that you know is going to end.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? There's this is their night, and that's it.
Yeah, and that's part of it, too. And as a watcher, near the end of the movie, you're kind of getting that anxiety of like, oh, my God.
How is this?
What are they going to do? Like, what the fuck are they going to do?
There's something nice about that.
Martin, what about you? Thoughts on how?
I just want to say I love that it's filmed in Vienna because Vienna has good sausages.
Straight from the can, baby.
Yeah. And little cocktail weenies, I tell
you. That's awesome.
Sponsored by Vienna Sausages.
That's great.
All right. You done?
Yeah.
I'm spent. I will give you
that. That was really nice.
We're well ahead of time now.
This is going to come out around Valentine's Day, so this is great.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. Watch it. It's a beautiful love story.
Get
it really is.
Significant other Vienna sausages. They are a gift of love.
The ultimate date food.
I wonder if we should put like a violin track underneath you.
Do it. Yeah. It's also one of those movies. It's very rare. It's just it's two leads.
Yeah.
The majority of the movie is just literally the two of them, and it's all about the script. Like, really, the script is. And the performance is like, it's just,
There's not a fast car or superhero in sight in this movie.
Yeah, no family.
But it's a 90s movie. It's when movies were a risk to make and people took a lot more of those.
Yeah, and I mean, it's also, it's kind of refreshing because it's really like, when you think of a love story, it's really about the people. And this is a movie where it's like, well, let's just make it them.
I dig it. All right, so I guess I'm next.
Michael. teach us about love.
What is love?
I think love comes from silver... lined clouds or playbooks. I'm bringing you the Bradley Cooper, Jennifer Lawrence dates.
Just because the Eagles are in the Super Bowl.
It might be. I mean, I there are some layers to this conversation.
He's
a smart man. You know, so I'm speaking to my Philly fans right now.
Huge fan
and
base.
And we know
there.
Some of you exist.
Yeah. You do, yeah. there's a reason they're there. So why is this such a great first date? There's a couple reasons. One of them, it's a non-date date. Which I feel a lot of us do. Like I'm pulling from what I find interesting about how people date in real life and always wanting to see it, some of that. Not all of that, because it's a movie. We need to, you know, dramatize it. But I like when two people are like, this isn't a date, right? Or like when a guy is like, you want to go for coffee? She's like, this isn't a date.
And then you know it's a date.
And then you know it's a date. So I really think...
Or your soul's crush.
Yeah. Or your soul's crush. Or you... Yeah. Yeah, sure. That happens too. We'll talk about that after. Sounds like you got something you want to get out. So I really loved how it started with like let's go like it starts out of that awkward dinner.
Oh yeah,
right. Like they're forced to meet each other.
Yeah,
the date
that's
doesn't
right.
like that's the first right. meeting, but the date doesn't take place until like I think they run and then finally he's like, fine, let's go out. Because they're both running down the same
that's
block.
That's right. Yeah,
and
yeah.
they get into that diner, which is my second point. Like, the diner's such a neutral place. It's a cool, hip. Like, I
agree.
If I was single now, I would go for pie in a diner.
Yeah.
Right. And it's not.
How's the pie?
Right.
So good.
So.
Oh my God!
Spider-Man 3 is a good movie.
Yeah,
I thought Men in Black for a second because there's a lot of pie in Men in Black.
No, that's a Spidey 3. That's a Franco moment. Yeah. Oh yeah.
It's so
So, so I love a greasy spoon. I love a neutral environment. I don't love like a fancy date. Like fancy dates on screen,
pressure,
expensive.
Don't show that to your girl.
Don't. Yeah. Right. Don't go to Highs first night out of the gate. Right.
Yeah. Go to Phil's. Phil's Diner.
Chicago Phil's.
they're also brutally honest with each other. Like they're up front. Like he's like, I just got out of a mental facility.
Yeah.
And she's like, my husband died and I'm a sex addict. Like they're
people should do that more.
Right.
Just, here's the worst thing about me.
Put a sign on.
If you put that out there right away and the other person's like, dope.
You got
I
a
mean,
chance.
That's a great. Yeah. That's a great start.
Not saying I haven't done it. Yeah. I've been like, listen, I'm broken.
My name's George. I live with my parents and I'm unemployed. And
right.
She's like, oh,
wow.
Yeah.
My name's George and I live in the jungle.
Are you free tonight?
Yeah. Doesn't that happen in
Seinfeld?
Crazy Sexy Cool, though? Or Crazy Sexy Love with Ryan Gosling?
Where
he's like, where he admits a bunch of like negative things about him. He's like, I'm divorced, I have kids. And she's like,
oh
my God.
So. Yeah. And she's like, it's so refreshing to meet someone. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think you're right.
So that kind of stuff where they're bearing, they're bearing everything. There's this moment between Pat and Tiffany characters. Now we can talk about where like he wants to find out all about her sexual escapades.
Yeah.
And the whole point of like what Pat's trying to do is he's trying to get his wife back. And there's this genuine moment where like he feels guilty for fantasizing about her sexual exploits. And like it's so minute in their acting, but it's there.
Yeah.
And she's repulsed by him, but also finding.
Is this still part of the first date?
Yeah. Yeah. It's all in the diner scene. Like,
doesn't he ask too? He's like, how did he die?
Yeah.
He's like, so your husband died? She's like, he's like,
that's
how
at the.
Die?
That's
oh, is that later?
Dinner,
on? Okay.
No, that's at the dinner at the house.
Oh, it is. It is. Yeah, and then date, someone's like, you don't do that.
Everything that takes place in the diner is what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
But
nice.
At the.
That's after the dinner? Or is that
before?
Okay, right.
Where his friend's like, don't ask about.
oh, what happened.
Right. And they're forcing them to meet.
And
right,
he shows
right.
up in a jersey and he gets some shit because he's like, this is what's supposed to be like nice. Yeah. Anyways.
Go Eagles.
But yeah, the moments that take place between them are so rottenly awkward and
honest.
And honest.
Yeah.
That in today's day, like when Harry Met Sally, that was my original pick, right? Because, you know, I'll have what she's having. Who doesn't want to have a fucking orgasm in the middle of breakfast? But that's not
that's a pretty
real.
Hot movie.
What was that?
That was a pretty hot scene.
Yeah. Hey, man. Watching Meg get off. I'm still, that's one of my fantasies as a young man.
Also, like,
anyways, Billy yeah, Crystal. Without going like
the
like,
raw sexual energy of Billy Crystal.
Yes, yes. Yeah. But yeah, just the things that are taking place now with society and social media and everything that takes away from it all, you got to get right to the point, and they don't fuck around. And I think that's great.
They're also like older in their life too. Yeah. You know what I mean? And I think there's an appreciation about when you get to that age and
you're
like,
that.
I don't have time to fuck around. So
yeah,
this is me. Are you down?
You
this
like
is
it?
Me. Yeah. Take it or leave it, baby.
And if you don't, like, at least we're not wasting time. Like, yeah.
This is me, klutz.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it's so.
And it's something that you don't have when you're, like, 18, because when you're 18, everything's a waste of time.
Yeah. Everything's a waste of time.
Are you 18 right now? You're wasting time.
Yeah.
Then you learn
to take
time.
What the hell's the matter with you? Get a watch.
Then you have no time. So, yeah, I don't think I missed anything.
That's a great pick, Mike.
Thank you.
That's a good pick. That's very raw.
It's a beautiful story.
When I think of it, I think of the Nook. The diner.
Right? That's
yeah.
that's the kind of thing
totally.
I'm talking about.
Totally.
You know?
Yeah.
Just no nonsense. I'll have a club. She's
damn
having
right.
pie, right?
Yeah. Maybe I'll get soup.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Fucking matzo ball soup.
That's a good pick, Mike.
Yeah. A big salad.
Yeah, because no one wants to fart during a date.
No, that's me,
Can
man.
I get a big salad?
Just lettuce. All right. Martin. Gentlemen.
Close
well,
us
guys,
close
well, everyone picked movies.
Oh,
my
yeah.
pick does not need a full motion picture to tell the greatest love story ever told.
But it did need 2 hours.
Hour and 19 minutes.
No, it was only hour and 76 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, no, sorry, 76 minutes total, not hours.
Yeah.
76 minutes total.
Hours
the runtime
76
of the episode.
Minutes? That's 2 hours.
It was practically a movie, but anyway.
76 minutes, not 2 hours. But, like, the story itself wasn't the 2 hours. Like, that was maybe about 30 to 45 minutes was the story itself.
Yep,
everything
yep.
else was the other stuff in between, which was the
yeah.
2 hours. So, didn't need that full motion picture. And also, just wanted to comment, because Charles mentioned, this also had no internet as well. There was no phones, nothing.
Yep,
no,
yep.
no communication.
Very
and you know
true.
What? No great love story ever started with swiping right. Right?
I love it.
Very and
true.
The amount
except Claudia
of,
and I.
Things that had
and
to happen to get these two people together. Like the serendipity, like John Cusack has shit on this, on this thing.
Good
episode.
Pick too, though.
Fuck his boombox.
Fuck that shit. He got nothing.
He had already gold, though.
So let's go. I picked The Last of Us. I picked episode 3. The date between Frank and Ron. Frank and Bill. Frank and Bill.
I like Ron.
I'm just gonna say this: the best dates that I've ever experienced are the dates that you didn't even know they were dates. They just you just met someone, and you just became so attracted to them, and you just ended up spending the whole day. You know, like similar to what Charles's pick was. The one great thing about this was you really get to see how these characters are so different. Like Frank is very people person. Bill, isolated, the exact opposite of that.
Yeah,
Bill was happy when the disease came.
When the world
oh,
ends,
was
he's happy when the
life.
World ends.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I love
he thrives.
The one thing that makes this great is you could see the turn where it's like Frank is at this point not just after a free meal. He as spending, you know, the days he spends with Bill, he kind of realizes I kind of like this guy because he wines and dines him. Like
yeah.
who knows to pair a Beaujolais with rabbit? I don't know that shit. That's a fucking fancy man right there.
It is.
That's a fancy man. And also, too, like, he also just by conversing and spending time with him, and then also when he goes to the piano and they pick the song, we get a Linda Ronstadt song. It's a very popular song, but it's not a song that everyone thinks about.
Yeah.
And you see that they both play two different versions.
I love that.
Frank kind of plays, like, it's not a good version of it. It's kind of like a more comical version, but you see, like,
it's like a chopsticks version.
Like Broadway.
Yeah.
It's like a Broadway.
It's the most heartfelt version. And that's when Frank's like, I think I might fall for this man.
Yeah.
Because
he literally fell for him.
Go take a shower.
Such a good version. And also to Jimmy, as a Simpsons fan, Linda Ronstadt also brought us greatest hits like Señor Plow No Es Macho, Está Un Baracho.
And I think he is a boozer.
I'm sorry, can someone explain that to me? I missed that
episode. She was a guest star during the Mr. Plow episode.
Oh, okay, yeah. Thank you.
That's Mr. Plow.
Yeah. That was for the judge, Jimmy. I know Jimmy was judging, so I wanted to drop a Simpsons reference in there.
Yeah, and leave me out in the cold. Thank you.
Well done.
I want to talk about not the fact that it's the because on screen, I also want to talk about the acting, but I want to get to that after this.
Sure.
But at the end of the whole date, the guy who doesn't get laid gets laid.
That's true.
And as nerds, don't we want to cheer for that?
Yeah, not just laid, like love. It's a love.
Yeah, they make love. And it's his first time, basically, with another man, which is crazy. And too, like, I don't think if the world didn't end, these two would never have met because, they probably ran in different circles. And he's more of an isolated guy. And Frank is a very big Bill is a very big Second Amendment guy. And he's a homosexual. It's like, how do you interact with, like, how do you experience love being that person if the world didn't end and you didn't meet the right one?
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure he was closeted. He probably was closeted until that very moment.
Thank God, Frank. Thank God Frank fell into the hole instead of just got shot in the face.
I really
imagine that meet cute story. Like that's such a great story. How did you meet him? I fell into his trap, literally. Literally fell into his trap, and then I fell in love with him.
Yeah.
You know? And then the acting. Like look at the acting in this scene alone. Like, it was great. You could see the contrast between Murray Bartlett and Nick Offerman, and just like the real tears that they shed. Like, that just such great acting. They play off each other really well, and you could see the chemistry on screen. Two people I didn't think would have chemistry, but did. I thought this was, like I said, I thought this was the greatest love story I've ever seen on any format. Like, on movies, TV, this was the greatest. And it shocked me. This is the big thing about this episode. It shocked not only people who played the game, but people who didn't play the game. It shocked everybody. Like, I didn't see this coming from a miles away, because it's such a different way that the game tells it. And the way they tell it here, I think it's just a beautiful story.
I imagine the game
great.
Tells
it's a very heart wrenching episode.
If
and
you
it leads
want
to
it,
the greatest love story where they win in the end, right? So,
love wins.
If you want, like, so, Martin, I totally agree with you. And, like, you know what part I actually thought they were maybe going to start doing the game was when it did the 3 years later, and they were having the fight about him wanting to paint, and bring a little bit of life. Because I thought, because I was like inside, like, because Claudia's never, she hasn't really played. So I try to keep things, we only talk about it after the episode's done. But I inside, I was like, I think they might actually be doing the game now. Because in the game, when you find Bill, he's trying to get to Frank, and you find out that they've had a falling out, and Frank lives on a different part of the community that Bill is kind of.
Oh, so still same town.
Okay. But they're not. They're like, it's a big falling out, and you're trying to get to Frank, and like,
they got to where it mattered. They just got there differently than the game.
But they
gave you more nuance, it seems, because like, I wondered how it was all playing out. But I want to talk to the date aspect first, because obviously it's a fucking fantastic episode. But yeah, like there is the two most unlikely people meeting.
Yeah.
Yep.
Is what a first date is. You're unlikely to be attached to each other.
Yeah.
Well, opposites, right? And then it just hits like lightning just to get the instant attraction.
Yeah, it is. It's lightning in a bottle. But then when you layer sexual preference into the whole situation, you're like, I'm literally one of the only people left on the planet. Like, your odds before weren't great based on 8 billion people. Now, they've gone even worse, actually, because there's nobody left. So, your dating pool is gone. So for that level to be shared, as much as it's in Before Sunrise, it matters more in this, because these are two outliers of society based on
and
sexual
the world
preference.
Especially, Mike, just to comment on piggyback on your stuff, the world itself does not lead. It's not a happy world.
No.
And for people to, like, find that in this shitty world is the odds of that are very minuscule.
Watching him cook for him I hope that's Offerman's hair. I really fucking hope
pretty sure it is. I'm pretty sure he grew. I don't know about the beard, but I know the hair on top. He definitely grew out.
But like, when he comes out with that rabbit and what's his face, just
his jaw is dropped. He's like a kid. He's
yeah.
And he's looking at him and looking at the food.
Do you
want to
eat more? And he's like, I really do, but I just can't.
I'm gonna die. Yeah,
like it was
just the awkward scene of him walking out with the two plates because he just doesn't expect him to be standing up. And what, like, what's he doing in my house? Like, what are they doing?
Also,
can see the awkwardness in Nick Offerman. He doesn't know how to interact with another human being
because it's been years.
And he just
also, Martin, you brought up too, like, about how. Clearly, Bill was his whole life up until then was he was closeted. He was closeted about his sexuality and
they make the point of the fact that
dialogue where he goes, "I know I don't look the type," and he goes, "No, you do.
Do."
Yeah. And so it's nice. So subtle and beautiful, right? In that,
well, in
because Bill's not, and it's him subtly being like, "I'm into you," and Bill's like, "Ah, okay," but like so, like,
relatable.
Oh my god, right? Yeah. Like, yeah, and it's that still. It's that same feeling of jitters when you're on a date and you're like, oh, I like her. I hope she likes me. Or I hope I like him. I hope he likes me. You know what I mean? And you get that. And it's so nice.
Yeah. No,
it's just beautiful. It's beautiful.
I agree.
And like, I looked over at Shauna and I was like, okay, like because we're like, where is this going? And then there are brief moments where you start to realize, I'm like, oh, both of these guys are attracted to each other. Okay. Like,
yeah.
But it's done in such a, like, there's no dialogue.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
There's no, it's all in character, and it's in mannerisms and body language and in Bill's sheepishness and Frank's just his delivery. Like there are things that are inherently, I mean, get me if I'm wrong, gay about them, but they're not on the nose. They're not societal. They're just
right.
Two men.
The government are all Nazis.
Like,
yeah.
Play up what Charles said. You can see the nervousness in each of the character, especially Bill, like his nervousness because he.
Oh,
when you're attracted to someone, there's just a nervousness that you are around that person, and you see that with Bill, especially like when he sits down and his gun hits the table on the chair. Fucking freaks out a little bit.
Yeah.
Freak, like, oh.
But he's never had to think about that.
Did I just fuck it up?
Yeah.
What's that beautiful?
Did I look uncool?
That beautiful line he has was, "I wasn't afraid of anything until I met you."
That's great.
Yeah.
And you can't hold. That's a tear right there. You're like, ah.
That.
And I just want to. Comment too on the song because we're talking about the beautiful lines and the song pick is great because this is a song that just explains Bill's whole situation. Like he's been in love with many people, but he couldn't do anything because
of society.
He's been alone because he's tried, but
totally
no one's ever said yes and he couldn't say yes. So this is a song about like this is one of the loneliest songs I think ever recorded. Like
was it safe
about being very very lonely and doing what you can but never getting. To fall in love.
It's you know what, Martin? It's funny you mentioned that because Bill's version of the song is kind of a lonely version, whereas Frank's is very like
happy.
Energetic and like, right? So that's so true.
So it's safe to say that both of them can think that this song is about them.
Yeah. Like it just shows that everybody loves
Guys,
a song in a different way. So
you're so vain. Oh, fuck you.
You're so vain.
You didn't pick up on it. Don't pretend like you did.
I think my favorite part about it is typical, like you get a zombie show and. Stranger falls in your trap. Your first instinct is, why are you trusting this person? Why are we having this person into dinner? Are you falling in love right now?
Yeah.
And it's just, it's not where anybody expected it to go. And there's just something so nice about
take
that.
Take a shower, Bill line.
Yeah, that was great.
Brilliant.
Yeah, because even when they were kissing, it's funny that happened because they were kissing and I was like, you know, their beards are touching and I was like, and like their noses. And I looked at Claudia, I was like, man, that's got to be kind of rough in a bit. And then as soon as he goes, go take a shower, Bill, I burst out laughing. I was like, that's awesome. Because, like, totally. But, yeah, because he was just in a hole for God knows how long he's been wandering, right? Like, can't imagine that was great, but amazing. And then he's just like, go take a shower. And it's like, I'll go take a shower.
Well, and when Frank gives him, like, he's like, I've been wandering. I've been looking for stuff. And then Bill pulls back from the hole and Frank's like, fuck, I fucked it up.
Yeah.
And then in comes, you know,
the ladder.
And you're just like, oh. Okay.
Also, did you respect too, Martin, the ladder shot? It's so in the game when you lift up Ellie and she disappears. It's just from Joel's perspective and you're looking up.
Oh.
And sometimes all you see is a ladder just fall down. And you're like, okay, she's there. So they like filmed it like that. It was really neat. Like that. I saw that as like a little shout out to the game because that happens.
A little Easter egg for the game.
Yeah. And it's always nice to see those. They do that. I honestly, it's very different from the game, but it's exactly what you want in an adaptation like this.
You're getting nuanced.
Because in the game,
fresh.
Like you get a very different Bill in the game.
You
and
do.
The Bill in the game is what happens when you have nothing left to live for.
Yeah.
That's the character you introduced. This Bill is he found something to protect.
So
this is what he has to live for, and that's what I love about what happened with this Bill and Joel. Now Joel has nothing left to live for. Now he has to find something left to live for. That's the difference between Bill and Joel. They're basically the same character.
Yeah.
So the themes are there. They've just switched them.
Well, and also too in the game, you never get a conclusion with Bill. Bill sends you on your way with the truck, and that's the last you ever hear or see of him in the game series. So here, it was nice to actually.
This is such an interesting way to make a show because it's like, okay, so we've given this guy and his story and some time on screen for a game format.
Yeah.
Which is you are time different, you're scripted different, your pages, like everything's different about production. But what if now it's on screen and you have time?
Exactly. Yeah. It was it's a very action oriented scene in the game. Like this whole part is very heavy action, a lot of killing, a lot of monsters.
Yeah.
And I don't think that would have translated as well. If they put that in as an episode, that's why Mazin wrote this whole episode and rewrote it for it, like for TV.
And he still captured Bill's badass. Like you see how badass Bill is, and you that scene where Frank is running to the street and Bill is just fucking taking them out in the middle of the road, right? Like
they're being electrocuted.
That's a Mike moving DMZ, no cover.
Mike just stands in the open.
And Leroy Jenkins.
And I'm telling you, in the game, Bill is insane. Like Bill has this machete, and there's a couple scenes where he fucks up infected. Like straight up, like so they kept the essence of Bill in every way.
They don't.
Like,
they don't. They had, by the way, a Canadian intimacy coordinator for that scene.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, we made
for Canada.
May or may not have sent her a hey. You want to talk about?
Well, you heard everybody
with Nick Offerman and making one of the most like it is the best. I honestly think it's the best scene of 2023. It's fucking February.
Oh, yeah. For those wondering, Martin won.
Oh, yeah.
You guys know who's originally supposed to play Bill? It was the guy from Our Flag Means Death, Blackbeard's lieutenant.
Yeah. I read about that.
It was original cast.
And what Mazin said actually what led to him going to Nick was he had, he bumped, like, I guess him and Vince Gillian are good friends. And he asked him about Bob Odenkirk, and he said the reason why he chose Bob Odenkirk is he loves comedians for roles where they need to be that lovable but then something like dramatic, because they know that line more than actors that are, say, not comedically trained. So he thought of that with Nick Offerman, and he sent it, and then he said that was the best decision he ever made. Was and like showing Nick Offerman too is like he got to show a side of his acting chops that,
who knows,
you know,
what roles this will lead to.
Totally.
I think Nick Offerman,
and he's always been an amazing actor, but he got to really show everyone and go, wow.
Agreed.
I think woodworking and steak and like he has been.
That's what we know. Ron Swanson.
Yeah. You know Ron Swanson, and it's like, this is inside of Ron Swanson.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is what we have never been.
Can I give you guys, I've been trying this all week with Clyde and driving nuts. Can I give you guys my best Ron Swanson?
Yeah.
The Last of Us impression. Okay. The only thing I'm really afraid of is... Hold on a second.
All right, hang on. Back to ones.
Hold on.
Shake it out.
Here we go. The only thing that scares me about a clicker is how many clicks it's going to take for me to rip its head off its body.
Actually, pretty good. That's two for you today. Yeah, start the show and end
the show. I've been bugging Claudia with that all week, and she's like, shut up.
Yeah, no, I like that. I like that a lot. I'm glad I got that on camera. I'm just going to make that on a loop.
Any clicker that's under 30 seconds is a cat, and cats are useless. Next caller.
That's good. Get that into a
soundbite. Pretty good.
Oh, that's my ringtone.
That's pretty damn good.
That's one of my favorite Ron quotes ever is when that woman calls in and she's like, my dog's acting up. What kind of dog do you have? And she says, like a Chihuahua. He's like, any dog under 30 pounds is pretty much a cat, and cats are useless. Next caller.
I want to say
one more thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Seeing Nick Offerman cry was probably the saddest thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
Dude, man.
I never want to see him cry again.
Yeah, no, I concur.
That's Ron Swanson, because we associate him as Ron Swanson, and Ron Swanson is like a man's man.
Seeing him break down just
man
so,
like,
that got
what
me.
The hell?
That was a cry. Him bringing in the meal, and it was their first meal they ever had, cried again. And then him drinking the wine, and like, you know, ugly girl, like, doing that. And then when Ron is like, I had it too. The whole bottle's laced with it. I was like, ah!
Oh, I saw that.
Oh my God!
When he walked back in with such confidence,
yeah,
I was like, because he was like, I can't let you do this. I can't let you do this. And then he comes back in the room and he's like, meh, 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 meh. And then you're like,
death.
Oh, I couldn't
say shit because it's his choice too, right? Like, Frank's making a choice.
Yeah.
Also,
so is Bill. Bill's making a choice. You have to respect his choice. Yeah.
Do we really want to believe that Bill would want to live in a world without Frank
not.
At that
point?
No.
What's the point?
No. I literally looked at Claudia. I'm like, if we ever get the chance to go out together, we're doing it.
Yeah.
Like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
No, I don't want to outlive you. That's going to be ridiculous.
That's sad.
Yeah. Like, that's awful.
Me and Shauna have.
That's why they say, like, for couples who have been married for a long time, they. Usually one goes. It's not too far after the second goes.
Yeah, I believe that, causes, man.
But
totally.
Just goes.
Because you lose it.
They lose your will. Like, yep. You know what I mean? Totally.
Me and Shauna have Thai Beach at sunrise.
Thelma and Louisa or what?
Yeah.
Just drive off?
Well, no. Like, I pills.
Mike's a Louise.
Yeah. How did that happen? That escalated quickly. I'm a Louise. Okay, so Martin won, just in case you missed that. Jimmy said it.
You guys really all brought it. You guys all picked very good scenes. It's just,
yeah, for the
how do you argue with the best scene in TV?
You don't.
For the listeners, watch everything that we talked about. They're all really
just watch the scenes. Yeah. Just watch the scenes, like, or a whole episode.
Yeah.
Love Day's coming up. You got some movies to watch.
That's
it
right.
It really is.
Oh, can I tell you guys what my follow-up was, the one that I struggled with?
Yeah, yeah.
So I think this is just the best flex of a first date. Friends, it's the episode where Monica finally goes on a date with, his name's Peter. John Favreau plays him, and he's like the Bezos. And he's like, do you like pizza? And she's like, yeah. And he takes her to Italy, and they have fucking pizza in Italy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I literally thought of that yesterday, and I'm like, that's like the biggest flex, like, first
date.
That is. Because the way he does it, right? Like, do you like pizza? She's like, I love pizza. I know a little place. And then it's like, boom, they're in fucking Rome eating pizza.
Amazing.
And it's like, wow.
If I had a critique for all of you, it's that none of you picked I Married an Axe Murderer.
Whoa, man.
When they get to the meat, when he's slicing the meat in the deli, that's the perfect first date.
So we know what Jimmy had.
Yeah, that's what I was going to go with.
Oh, that's good. That's a good one.
Oh, what else did I have? A good one too. They're on my phone.
They had a great
I only
first
had
date.
This one. I saw this episode. I was like, we're doing first date. This
Yeah, that was unreal. That was unreal. It was literally great to all witness a masterpiece together. You
agreed.
Know?
Oh, very much so. I was leaning forward. Like, when I get into something, like, the only time I ugly cried was when they revealed Luke in Mandalorian.
I hate you.
Yeah, ugly girl. So ugly girl cry.
Oh, man. That was lip quivering. And, like, I had.
Because he fucked shit up in that scene.
But I had the lightsaber. And I was like this, right? And I was watching. And then I.
Because that came out of nowhere. I did not see that ever. If someone in a million years told me that.
Yeah, no, I ugly cried there. But, like, I when I was watching The Last of Us, I was leaning in and I was smiling. Like, I was like, this is how you do this. Oh. This is the right way to
this
do
is,
this.
It's now something that I can think of when I need to cry on command.
Yeah, right?
Sure, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think about The Last of Us, and I think about what Darren McCarty did for the city of Detroit.
Oh, and I mean, without saying anything really, just you guys loved Bill and Frank, just giddy up. Like, love is the theme of the show.
Yeah.
Just giddy up.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Like,
oh,
this
yeah,
can't
just
be
giddy
the
up. Yeah, this is one episode and one story
you know
they've
crazy
ended.
Too? I just want to say, like, what's crazy about this is, and I've used this argument in the past, but none of the main characters are really in it, and I was okay with that.
Yeah,
totally.
You didn't need them.
And I mean, when Tess and Joel did show up, it was like, cool.
But you know what's interesting?
But it's not the story.
But that is mechanics 101. They deviated.
Yeah.
But anchored where you knew these people entered the story. So Tess and Joel are crucial to the story. Well, Joel, rest in peace, Tess. Sorry, spoilers. But like what happens with that part is I was like, okay, I'm fine. Like I'm satisfied. That
totally.
And that's like,
can you not point that fucking gun?
That was the best scene. Can you not please the open?
Like,
can you not?
And Bill's like, okay.
At a dinner party.
That was great.
Like he says something.
And for the gamers, that was a big Bill moment because that's typical Bill. Like Bill is the type
but
to not ever put a gun away.
Pascal, I'm not schizophrenic.
Yeah.
Pascal's sitting there and just like mentioning things off, and he's like, blah, 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 blah. Can you not point that gun at me?
Yeah.
And it's just so matter of fact.
They're totally. Going to come for you.
Yeah.
And I want to say something to you. I might have to finish the first season of White Lotus because I'm immersed with Murray Bartlett right now. Like that.
Dude,
acting, like,
I'm telling you, Martin, he's my favorite character, in,
my
season
favorite
one.
Character in season
he
one.
He was the story that I was like, I can't, like, I have to keep watching for him. I'm telling you, do it for him. It's
do it.
So
okay.
Good.
Yeah, no,
do
I,
it.
I
so good.
His acting was great, so I'm going to have to
do it. Dude, and he has,
White Lotus for that.
He has one scene in particular in White Lotus. It's still, till this day, one of my favorite exchanges of dialogue. And it's so funny. After you watch it, we will talk. But it's him and it's like, oh, it's just great. It's great.
He's
but, yeah.
the antithesis.
Okay, I'm gonna finish it. I'm gonna finish.
He's
it.
Got great comedic timing. Yeah. I don't know if he's a comedic actor, but he's got amazing. In that season alone, he's got amazing comedic timing.
He's the antithesis of what resort employee projects. Well, what we all know we'd be like in that scenario,
for
if
sure.
we couldn't snap.
Like for sure.
His comedy is yeah. is in the delivery of like, yes, ma'am, yes, sir, no, sir, three bags full, sir.
Yeah, yeah.
But behind the scenes, he's a fuck.
A lunatic.
He's a lunatic.
He's a lunatic.
He's mad.
Yeah.
He's breaking.
He's
and you're just like, yeah. just writhing that he keeps it together.
One more little nerd thing, Easter egg of the episode. Very subtle at the end. That last shot of the window, that's the menu screen in the game.
Yeah.
Oh,
the menu screen in the game.
I'm like, are they going to close in on them? Are we
no,
going to see them?
No, I really hoped. I'd like to climb. Like, that would be fucked up if it ends and it's
yeah,
like
yeah, they
corpses.
Don't need to show us.
No,
yeah,
no, no.
The dark side of me wanted
it was,
to see that.
It was poetic, but it was like that, I think, was a
that's
nice little
menu.
Shout out. The menu is an open window like okay. that, and the wind is blowing in.
We've got a few more minutes left, and I wanted to tie this in because I think we've all experienced it, and they have probably been nowhere near like what we see on screen. But like, Charles, like, have you had like a... Like, just a memorable first date? Like, something, like, that isn't traditional? Or, like, an absolute shit bomb of a first date? Like, is anything
oh,
gone
man.
Comically wrong?
I mean, I had a real, like, the best first date I've ever had was with Claudia, for
okay.
sure.
All right.
The worst
ask
one.
Go, what was that?
Oh, yeah. She's going to hear this, and it's like,
I know.
Sweet. No, the worst
she's
one
the one
I would
of the
say,
12.
I got, like, I wouldn't say it was catfished to the degree of, like, a TV show.
Oh, no.
But, yeah, I got catfished on a first date, and that wasn't great. That wasn't
so
fun.
So how did, like, you showed up, and nothing like that person?
It was clearly the same. It was the same person, but a different time in their life, let's say.
Got it. Got it. Okay.
Just a different time in their life. But, yeah, and it was a shock. And it was also, at that time, I was a new... really ambitious comedian, so what was keeping me there was like, I'm thinking of material right now in my head. But I was civil, I was nice, we conversed.
Wow, you die for your art.
We conversed, I bought her a beer, and then when we were ending, she went in for a kiss hard. Oh yeah.
She
and it was
you
like
out,
oh, it was like if TSN did a play-by-play, you would see me like doing
sports
a,
science.
Yeah. See, what you don't know here is he's actually going to do a spin.
Right
he's going to do the
guys.
Spin out. And
right
like,
now,
yeah.
Charles is trying
yeah.
very hard to run
yeah.
a J-hook away oh. from the woman kissing him.
It was.
You know who threw oh, a great yeah. J-hook? Brett Favre.
Oh, Madden. Oh, Madden.
But
okay,
no,
so,
yeah.
Yeah, so
yeah.
You, and like, yeah,
yeah
I mean,
yeah.
I've had, I haven't been catfished. I have
Mike
suffered.
Was the catfish.
Yeah,
What is it called when you are the catfish?
Well, I mean, we all take pictures of ourselves to showcase ourselves. We don't take pictures of ourselves for dating platforms. So, like,
right.
you know, being tricked, it's easy because sometimes it's not even intentional.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when someone shoots from up here, listener, you can't see, but if it's a downward shot, there's
right.
a reason for it, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And there's a reason, like, focus, lens pulling, all that
oh,
shit,
yeah.
right?
They know what
but,
they're doing.
No, I did go on a date with a girl and, like, whatever.
Bragger.
It was a girl,
and we did end up like I'm a dude, so we ended up back at her place. I'm not gonna apologize for that. It was a fucking dude.
Meow.
And but this was well before I had any sort of roadmap.
So you had no idea what you were doing. Is what
no,
you're saying.
No, no. I knew what I was doing. I knew what I was doing, but there were things I hadn't done yet that she wanted to do that I was very
oh.
like
butt stuff.
those are interesting scenarios, aren't they, Michael?
No, whatever.
He was in
we
over
were
his head.
So Actually, I have two.
This is my
now
first
that,
time since
two that
my
are coming
first.
Up. But the first one was, like, we whatever. She wanted to do things that now, if not properly talked about, end up in charges. Like, and
murder.
Like, I'm like early 20s, right? So not murder, but like you
I hate my boss. I need you to murder him.
No, like, man, like choke me with an inch of you know, ecstasy.
I had a woman choke me without discussion, and man, oh man, was that an interesting one.
Man, right? Oh man, did you black out?
It was not okay. It was not okay. It was not okay.
Woke up with no pants.
I did learn
wallet.
Quickly I didn't like it, so yeah. I guess that was good, but it wasn't okay.
I couldn't do it. It became
What are you talking about? Those are the best orgasms ever when you just
I think
just,
it's I think it's warranted to have a discussion. I think is fair.
I think you're all going to hell.
Yeah. So that
Well, what if my thing was to scream in your face and I just did it? Would that be okay?
That's fine.
I think as long as you make weird. That clear
But scream
beforehand.
Like, fire!
Sure. I mean, all of...
I think I'd be confused.
Help!
If you tell me you're going to do it before, that's a lot better.
Right, but if I just did it, I think at the time you have every right to be like, what's going on?
But yeah. I can't be charged for attacking you. I can just tell the cop that you screamed fire in my face.
Right.
You just signed an NDA, Mike.
Yeah, no. There was no comfort level whatsoever. The other one, I went to a Hugh Dillon concert with a girl. And
what did Hugh do?
Hugh gave me the cymbal in the middle of the show because he was so excited, and then he was like, "Can I have that back?"
No, he did this one. Oh, I thought you meant a cymbal.
No, like the cymbal.
He did this.
No, like,
signal.
Like the hi-hat.
I see.
The drum kit. Whatever. So
Michael's like, okay.
Yeah.
I will, Hugh.
First date with this girl after meeting her. Concert's great. Everything's fine. We go back to her place. She and me, whatever, fooling around. And something happened where I was like, slow down for a second. And
I can't breathe.
And,
you're joking.
Same girl Charles was with. She choked me. So something happened where I was just like, slow down. And I think she took that like as in rejection.
Oh.
And I didn't know that I had rejected like a very wounded person. Ooh. Who like I just happened to be coming by at the wrong time, like literally bad timing. And
I think I know this person.
No. I know who you. I have a feeling I know who you think it is, but it's not. But very also fucked up. Anyways, I wanted to leave, and I got into a tug of war with her. Like she was pulling me back in. Like it's okay,
wow.
And I'm like I can't.
It's okay. That like worst thing to say.
Oh, no. Yeah, like I was like
making
I'm just gonna,
someone do something.
I felt that things were weird, so I wanted to go. And she was like, "Don't go stay." And then I was like, "I'm just gonna go because now that you're asking me to stay, it's getting weirder.
It's getting weirder. Yeah.
Right. And then
I'm uncomfortable now.
And then
yeah.
It turned to violence because she got angry and she threw like a full beer at my head.
Holy shit!
And I had to like Matrix and like duck and I watched and then like I called a cab. I ran outside. Actually, I didn't even call a cab. I just ran outside and like hailed one down. And jumped in the cab and went home and felt really fucking weird. I was like, I don't think I did anything.
What just happened to
me?
Did you ever talk to that person again? Yeah, I don't think there is
a
follow-up.
I didn't need an update.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't need okay, this was why.
Wow.
I'm like, I don't want to experience
That's
why.
That's wild, dude.
So those
That's
are,
wild.
Yeah, I don't know. Jimmy?
I don't know. Me and Zoe went out for a nice first date. We went to the Daughter Got Chicken. It was great.
Oh, that's a great first date.
You've never had a bad first
phenomenal.
Date, though?
I don't know. Any first date I've had has always just been me telling them the things I like, them telling me the things they like, and either
okay.
It works or it didn't.
Okay.
Wow, he's got a good system.
Yeah, he does. He keeps it right to the fucking... Just the facts, man.
It's very on the spectrum.
Well, no, but like, I mean, isn't that what... It's an exchange of thought and idea and personality.
I guess it's
like
just connection,
right? A walk down the forks is always good for that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a
it
good
is.
One.
Because you can run if you have to.
You can swim.
Lots of exits.
Hey, I gotta go. I gotta catch this wave.
It's the
that dirty water.
Yeah,
it's this, it's
Michael.
The
it's a body. It's not a wave. It's a body.
It's,
well,
it's the river
Point
bus.
Break.
Yeah,
trying to
it's the Point Break in Winnipeg.
Point Break.
Oh, a body. It's the Point Break.
Shit, Martin. What about you? Any? I mean, I know.
I will share with you one of my favorite dates. It was a long time ago. I was 19. I was in Europe. In Barcelona.
Wow.
It was similar to what the movie After Sunset. Is that what we're
talking about? Before
Barcelona?
Before Sunrise?
Yeah.
Before Sunset?
Yeah, but this was in Barcelona. I was staying in a hostel. I was 19.
Nice.
And I met this girl from the Netherlands. She was also like solo traveling by herself, and we just started talking, and we had a lot in common. We both wanted to see the same thing, so we spent the whole day just seeing the sights of Barcelona. Ended up with a nice, lovely dinner that I paid for at La Quatre Gats, which was one of Picasso's old hangouts.
Nice.
So not cheap.
Back in the day.
That's awesome.
And then afterwards, we went back to our hostel, and we smashed in our bunk bed with six other people in the room. So.
That's awesome.
Jesus.
Dude, that's like a legit
that was
before.
My first white girl, too, guys. That was my first white girl.
She was my first white.
You were her.
I don't know.
Not Chinese. It wasn't first Chinese. I know that. Well.
Dude, that's like you have your own before sunrise story.
Yeah, you do.
That's awesome.
Oh, yeah. That's why I love that movie.
That is awesome.
You would have won this week if Martin was the judge. Yeah.
Where do you think she is now?
I don't know. We were both in school at the time, so I'm assuming she's probably a psychologist right now.
Cool.
I'm going to find her.
Family practice back in the Netherlands.
Oh, my God. We
don't
gotta bring,
don't
moving.
Find
she's
either of mine.
The Netherlands,
okay.
So. I'm going to find all of them, and I'm going to bring them back. You guys know the game show Baggage? It's going to be like that.
That's great.
I love Baggage.
You'll
it's
win $1 million if you can tell us her last name. And you're just like,
Junior?
Yeah. Is it, it starts with a J. Junior, James, Jane.
I'm gonna
there's still a picture
you.
Of her and I together at the restaurant we had dinner at at my parents' place.
Wow.
My parents made like a. This is back in the day when you still had like film cameras.
Yeah.
Digital phones.
Yeah.
I had like a bunch of film cameras. My parents developed them all.
Oh, that's wicked,
dude! Why didn't you just use your first date for the debate?
You should have written
this
movie.
Yeah.
I'm friends with Richard Linklater. He used my case.
That's awesome.
I think I got a clock to keep. You gotta get you out of here. And
yeah.
Let's do it. Let's do it earlier than
I gotta
than
go
on the
work
spot.
For the man.
Yeah, that's a shame. Me and Jimmy are going to see Knock at the Cabin.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm very intrigued. I'm excited to see what you guys think.
Yeah. I heard the plot on the radio today.
Did you see Batista scare M. Night on the red carpet?
No.
So on the red carpet, they had a set piece where it's the front of the cabin. Right when M. Night was doing an interview, Batista walked up and banged on it. And then he like jumped and everyone turned around. And then Batista starts laughing and he's like, that's pretty legit. And he just went back and did an interview. And M. Night's like, oh, my God. And he just starts laughing.
Was
it was really
Batista?
Funny. It was really, really funny. It's just Batista being Batista.
Batista asked this week why he doesn't get rom-coms. Is he that unattractive? And I'm like, I don't think he's unattractive at all. I think he's an attractive man. I think everyone gives him shit for his wrinkly head, which who fucking cares?
It's just wrestler head.
It's just wrestler. You don't want to see Batista with hair.
Fine. It's fine. But like, I think a rom-com with Batista in it is exactly what everybody needs because he's the complete opposite. It'll be fun.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
Him trying to be a rom-com actor is what he would put into the character.
I could see him doing it kind of like, did you guys ever see Trainwrecked when John Cena showed up? That was funny.
Yeah.
It was
I like, looked like Mark Wahlberg ate Mark Wahlberg.
Like he was making fun of a meathead version of himself, right? And I could see Batista doing that.
Right?
Like that's funny.
Like he's not.
He's a really funny dude. Like, yeah.
I agree.
He lives he lives in Tampa with his dogs in a small house.
He's a really
he's
cool
like,
dude.
He doesn't fucking get all weird and shit. He's not an LA guy. Like, he really. I am a Batista cheerleader.
Well, it's why I like him. Like again, the
Batistanator.
Rock. The Rock is entertaining, but The Rock I just feel like is always on.
The Rock
like, he's
is
always
the Rock.
Selling something.
What's
to
authentic
me.
Rock?
Like even when he's doing his like, I'm in the gym. Like you're selling me The Rock. You know. Whereas like with Batista and John Cena, like. Especially
they're a person, not a product.
Yeah, like I couldn't see The Rock wowing me in a role like how John Cena did as Peacemaker. And it's not like he's
agreed.
In this insane bodysuit or something. It's
the
just
Rock
committed
never...
to a role that is great.
The
like,
Rock is the new Tom Cruise. He's staying in his lane.
Yeah,
he's
yeah.
being
he's a cookie
that...
cutter. It's cookie cutter movies.
Yeah.
He does them well, but
he's there for the money.
Yeah. Agreed. Yeah. Yeah.
So that's fine.
That's why he's always working.
Yeah.
He's going to die in like 10 years. He really
is. He really needs to take a break. Yeah.
He's like, I go to bed at 6 and I wake up at 11 and I start working out and do it all over again.
It's like Mark Wahlberg's schedule. That thing was
ridiculous. Yeah, that was
stupid. There's no way that's true.
Stupid.
I wake up and I go to sleep in a quiet cryogenic chamber for 15 hours.
Well, I mean, they all have
fun in life.
They all have blood boys and shit, so I wouldn't be shocked if, like, because, like, it's weird. They're all 50, and I'm like, and they're showing what they look like at, like, 20 or our age now, and I'm like, how do they look younger? Like, that's not real. That can't be normal.
We're
like,
doing something wrong.
Silicon Valley, man.
The women take Ozempac, and the men take human growth hormone.
Like, Martin, you saw Silicon Valley. Remember when he has a blood boy in a meeting and they're like, is everything okay? He's like, what? Continue. And they're like, I'm sorry, are you sick? What's going on here? He's like, no. He's pumping nutrients into me right now. And he explains what a blood boy is. And they're all like,
rich people
what
do that
the
after.
Fuck?
So when you get a hangover, rich people pay to have an IV brought in.
Yeah.
Like, that's a real thing.
Straight up, yeah.
You can get
that in Vegas, Jimmy. You don't have to be rich.
Yeah, that's right.
Jimmy. Put it in Vegas, and they'll come to your hotel room. A nurse will come to your hotel room and do it.
Vegas for $150.
That's so
Hangover's
funny.
Gone in 20 minutes.
All I'm saying is $150 isn't something a normal person could get, so I would suggest using Pedialyte.
Yeah. Also, okay. I feel like Vegas is that's how they sell it now. They're like, hey, ever since we started sending those nurses up, less people are dying. That's all I'm saying. Come
got
to Vegas.
IVs.
Come to Vegas.
Need an IV?
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been another Real Debaters production, and we have been very happy that you've listened to it. If you want to stay in the know, link in the bio lets you see Charles Fernandez's Nerdgasm page on YouTube.
That's
our
right.
YouTube is back up now as well.
With
too.
Shorts.
With shorts.
We're doing shorts.
Yay. If you like 1 minute, 3 minute, 4 minute format, that's us. We'll play you the best of. Jimmy's comedy, Martin's comedy. It's all there. If there's a laughs at gaffs, if there's something at
April 1st.
April 1st. There
yeah,
you go.
That's
April
awesome.
12.
It's a good day.
That's awesome.
April
12th,
April 1st. Yeah. Okay. That's actually going to be out that weekend. So if you have nothing to do this weekend, go see Martin do comedy February 12th at Clue Club in Vancouver. Follow Instagram, Clue Club. Right, Martin?
Yep, you got it.
There you go. And then Laughs at Gaffs, at Laughs at Gaffs.
Oh, yeah.
And then at, what is it, just you, Charles. We have to follow you to follow the Nerdgasm, correct?
Yeah, you can follow at CFBomb, or you can go at the Nerdgasm.
Or you can just go
show.
To the link in the bio.
Oh, yeah, the link in the bio has it all.
And it's all there.
It does it all.
Does it all. It's easy. And then you can subscribe to the show. On your podcast player right now. Subscribe, like, or follow. Those are all different things on podcast apps. It's fucking weird. You follow on Apple, but you subscribe on Spotify. Way to confuse the
but
listener.
But you like on Facebook.
But you like on Facebook, yeah. So if you want to listen to the show, that's how you do it. And subscribe, and then that's free, and that's how to support us. And there's more stuff if you want to donate to our cause and all that shit as well, too. The best part is, though, April 20th. 7th.
Yeehaw.
Oh yeah.
We're doing a movie trivia night.
Yeah.
At Little Brown Jug. So for all you Winnipeg and surrounding area folk, if you want something to do, it's $5 for 3 rounds.
And it's not just going to be regular ass movie trivia, like we're going to make a show of it. We're going to be fun. We're all going to be there. Most of us are going to be there. It's going to be a great
We're trip. Acting it all out.
Yeah.
Yep.
We're going to be doing impressions.
Yeah.
We're going to be us. In trivia format.
That's
so
right.
We're going to have 4 on the floor, 4 up asking, rotating. There will be a production. There will be clips.
It's going to be a show.
Pyrotechnics.
So you want to do trivia. You want to win some prizes. You want to see a show all at the same time.
Yeah. $5.
$5.
Super cheap. And it's going to be
$5. It's so cheap.
Yeah. Like the world will be opening. The spring thaw will be occurring.
$20 for a night out with friends.
Right?
Not
you
bad.
You can't beat that at all.
Maybe
and,
you'll win maybe you'll win some nice prizes. Maybe you'll win some movie related prizes. Who knows?
Yeah, and then you gotta follow us on Instagram, Twitter, or
maybe
Facebook.
Maybe you'll meet the one.
What could be the best first
That's
date?
True.
He's totally
That's true.
Right about that.
It is a great place to meet people.
It is.
Yeah.
It's a beer hall. It's a fucking
also,
tap room.
Yep.
What, you're already great icebreaker trivia. You're in a trivia.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
That's awesome.
I believe we will have this confirmed with how it will work. I will be putting a post up for that over the weekend, but it's already out probably if you follow us on social media. The point is, though, is that all the rules will be there, the team formats and all that stuff. Once we've got that all figured out, you'll know. But I'm pretty sure you can count on max team of 6, so you and 5 of your friends.
That's a good team.
And you're going to want to have a team name.
Team Ramrod.
And
Team Ramrod.
Sacred
yeah, Team
Ramrod.
Mike, did you see Team Ramrod? You see what I wrote down?
We're Team Fuck Mike.
Yeah.
That's our team.
Fuck Mike.
It's Fuck Mike.
Yeah,
that's
no, that's
awesome.
Our, that's whenever we're playing. When we're playing DMZ. It's
so you're
like,
the Leroy Jenkins of the group? Or
I
what?
Am, man. Just come on. As soon as you're done schoolwork, come
I will.
Online.
I'm telling you.
I run so far outside of the realm of where I should be running sometimes.
Oh, I love it.
Anyways, so April 27th at Little Brown Jug in downtown Winnipeg. 3 rounds of movie trivia, teams of 6. Lots of fun. Bring a team name. It'll be pencil, paper, the honor system, a really basic, real general movie trivia stuff. Like, you'll know this. You won't feel stupid with us there.
Yeah.
Because sometimes we don't know shit. So we're not going to be asking you know, the deep, dark, deep cut fucking
what
fandom
kind
questions.
Of latex did they use to make Mrs. Doubtfire's face?
Will not be a question. Will not be a question.
Australian.
But you'll have like a multiple choice of like, what's Mrs. Doubtfire's first name? Euphigenia Doubtfire.
There you
dear.
Go. That's a
right.
Good one,
so
yeah.
It will be, you know, we'll have Euphigenia, England, Esther, and
Bill.
Bill. Yeah, and pick one. Right?
Bill Doubtfire.
Yeah. And then there'll be some fun prizes and yeah. all that. All that jazz.
It's a show.
It's a show. It's yeah. something to do. It's us. We're fun. So again, April 27th, mark the date. Follow us, Real Debaters Pod, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, as well as Real Debaters Shorts on YouTube. I have been Pat, and I have been Tiffany, and I have been Silver Linings Playbook. Charles?
This is Bill, and this is an Arby's.
James? Jimmy?
ET's in more movies than we think he is.
Oh okay. Hot take, ladies and gentlemen. Martin?
I've been eating shrimp rings and crying to The Last of Us.
And that's another show, ladies and gentlemen. Watch all the movies, and everybody say bye. I'll say bye first.
Bye.
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 Spanish ladies.